free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Monday, October 19th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. Today we're going to take a look at the explosion of information that is coming out of the Hunter hard drives. He's caught between a rock and a hard drive, isn't he? Look, there's a lot more about this than just what is on the laptop. I think what we're seeing here is a global competition between organized crime families. Here in America as well as in China. So we're going to take a look at the background of this. Who is this guy that's connected to Steve Bannon? But at the same time, it doesn't really matter in terms of who these people are and how they're manipulating. Whether or not this Guo guy, the Guo Tu man for Steve Bannon, whether or not this guy is in fact a giant international criminal, which in my opinion it kind of looks like that. But the reality is, what does the data say? It doesn't matter if this was turned over by a guy who's a criminal. This has been validated by a number of independent sources. We have validation from people saying, yeah, I was on that list of the emails and I did get that email. This isn't something that was manufactured and stuck on a disc and then run through Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani. I mean, you look at the Drudge Report. The way that they zoomed in on Rudy Giuliani's face, put it in black and white. I haven't seen anything like this since they did that to John McCain, where they lit him from underneath, you know, like a classic 1930s horror film. And it's gotten to the point where Drudge is just really the Babylon Bee of the left. It's a satire site. Nothing but a satire site. You get more accurate information from the Babylon Bee than you get from the Drudge Report. It's what a joke this has become. But look, there are real issues that are here. And the tactic that's going to be used by the left already, it's Russia, Russia, Russia. It's exactly what Hillary Clinton did when she was caught not only in what was being done behind closed doors and the corruption, but just simply in violating all the national security laws and setting up a private server. Why would she do that, you might ask? Well, nobody asked that question. Not in the mainstream media, they didn't. We asked that question quite a bit. Is this just a way for her to put the information out there for people? I mean, it wasn't like she's trying to hide it. It was like HillaryClintonEmails.com or something like that. Come and get them. Anybody can get this stuff. Look, there is, just as you saw with Hillary Clinton, she didn't want you to look at the crimes that she had committed. She didn't want you to look at the information that was released, and that was all real. And so, to a large degree, all of the talk about where did this come from? Was it released by Russia? Was it hacked by Russia? Was it released by somebody inside the DNC, which is what I think happened, which is what William Binney, who was the former global technical head for the NSA for decades, showed. He did an experiment. He said, look, you couldn't have transferred. Look at the time stamps on this information. You couldn't have transferred it over the Internet that quickly. It had to be done on a thumb drive. He didn't believe that it was hacked. And so I don't believe it was hacked. But it doesn't matter whether it was hacked or whether it was an insider who did that. What did the data say? And that's ultimately what the issue is here with Hunter Biden. And it tells us more than just a competition between global crime families within China, crime families within the United States. It also tells us how corrupt, once again, how corrupt the FBI and our intelligence services are. That's the real story here, folks. But we're going to start with what is happening to you. They would love for you to just focus on their criminal competition. And we're going to talk about that. But first, we're going to talk about how they've locked you up. Locked you up.
If you pay close attention to what big tech is actually saying, and more importantly, what they're actually doing, when they shut down the Hunter Biden laptop story, That was a test to see if they could work in concert to totally suppress information, because they've also been on record saying coming up on election day and thereafter, they're not going to let anyone but, quote, authoritative sources, that means CNN, New York Times, what a joke, come out and say who the real winner is. That way they can contest the election even though Trump's the clear winner, hold everything up with the ballots, then cause a constitutional crisis, call for secession, and have the UN come in and declare the election for Biden. This is what John Podesta and others are on record saying. And so when you see them in concert censoring something like the Hunter Biden laptop story, that is a drill, that is a test to get all their systems ready, but also to condition the public that big tech works in unison to suppress speech and information. This is election meddling 101. This is illegal.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Monday, October 19th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is day 217. 217 days of America lockdown. And we're going to talk about what's going on with the Biden crime discs, we should call them. And it is an interesting story. And there's a lot to be learned about the nature of global politics in this. But folks, never forget, never let them distract you from the fact that you and the rest of the people in what used to be called the free world are locked down like criminals. Oh yeah, we can all hope that they're going to lock up Hillary, right? It didn't happen, did it? We can all hope that they're going to lock up Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Because it looks like, you know, part of the email saying, yeah, Papa gets 50%. A lot of money on the table. We're talking about billions of dollars on the table. But don't ever forget, as we look at that, and as we look at the other issues in terms of Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and that is a real issue. No doubt about it. Those are real issues. And it's real issues. The fact that we have these crime families and crime families in China. I think that's the other part of this that is also very interesting, is the competition within China. And we'll take a look at who this guy is, this billionaire with Steve Bannon. But ultimately, the emails speak for themselves. They're corroborated independently of this, even though the press is already saying, you know, the Biden press, because he owns the press now. Why is that? Is that because President Trump just didn't care when social media took over free speech? Shut down your speech on social media? Your ability to be able to discuss and to pass on information? Shut down independent media on social media? You know, there's a story here that I want to get to today as well, another one, which really does reflect on the massive expansion of the social media companies. I had a listener give me a heads up, and he said, hey, look, I'm delivering stuff for these data centers as a contractor. I'm subcontractor on this. And he goes, there are massive data centers being built everywhere right now by Facebook and by Microsoft. And I looked into it, and they're everywhere. I mean, Facebook is doing a $1 billion center here and another one over there and another one over there. They're all about $800 million. They're expanding an unbelievable amount. Why is that? Well, it's because they're going to store everything about you forever. Life log was what it was called when it was done by the intelligence agencies. And now that it's been privatized so that we can't supposedly do anything about it, just like we can't do anything about the censorship, because they own the internet now. The model was the public square, even said so. But look at how heavy the censorship is right now. It isn't like we didn't warn you. It isn't like you didn't see it happen. The Republican Party looked the other way. Why? Because this is coming from the real government. It's coming from the military-industrial complex. They're the ones who are behind all of this from the very beginning. And it is a bipartisan effort. to establish a police surveillance state here in America. And of course, a big part of that is to control the narrative, to make sure that you have a monolithic narrative, that they fill that narrative with whatever they want. And you can see it very blatantly now. But of course, you could see it very blatantly 2 years ago. InfoWars was the first group that they took down 2 months later, still before the election of 2018, that went massively towards the Democrats. They took down 800 sites, not all of them Trump sites, but all of them were in opposition to the police state and the surveillance state. 800 other sites 2 months later, smaller sites. And of course, the Republicans didn't do anything about it. Trump didn't do anything about it. When they come after him, you know, you got Donald Trump Jr. saying, see, my engagement on Twitter has just crashed here. So they're obviously doing something to me. Well, welcome to the club, Don. Now you noticed, and maybe it's a bit too late for you to do anything about it in case you guys ever wanted to do anything about it. You see, free speech is something worth protecting. The Constitution is something worth protecting. Our individual liberties, 100,000 small businesses, the middle class, that's something worth protecting. It's worth more than protecting the White House, frankly. A lot more. A lot more valuable than the White House. It's a lot more valuable than who is in the White House. Because what we're seeing here is the eradication of America. The eradication of the rule of law, the eradication of the middle class. And yes, we have the Antifa radicals who have been trained in, where were they trained? Let's see. Oh yeah, that's right. It was government schools. Government schools that kicked God out and put Marx in about the middle of the 20th century. And you can see what the product of all this is now. Look in the streets. These people are tearing down the statues because the statues are symbolic of the culture that has already been torn down in their hearts and minds through the propaganda of the government schools. And these monsters that you see in the street are just the puppets, the pawns, the minions of these globalists who are running things. And if you really want to know who the real government is, they don't have anything to do with the Republicans or Democrats. They've taken a powder on this, even when it's in their own interest to defend free speech. The Republican Party has taken a powder on this from the very beginning. And when we look at the media, what is happening with this, just look at the AP for a contrast here. Headline from the AP, virus surges in key battleground states as the election nears. Now, how would that be? This is a really smart virus because it surges in the most important electoral areas. Oh, it's a political virus. That's right. It is a political virus. In key presidential battleground states, it is now surging. Because that's what this is really about. And if you didn't want to have even a contested election, I mean, Trump would have won this hands down with the economy the way that it was in January. No problem whatsoever, because the election is about the economy. And so they had to destroy the economy. They did it with a lockdown. They had to make sure that there weren't rallies that were very large. So they worked to suppress that with the lockdowns. And yet, even though they worked to suppress the rallies with lockdowns, Gateway Pundit came up with a tally since Labor Day. President Trump has entertained nearly 360,000 supporters at his rallies and speeches. Joe Biden, 637. Let me repeat that again. 637 versus 360,000. And that's about 565 times more supporters that show up for President Trump than for Joe Biden. And yet we're supposed to believe, going back to another article from the AP, Trump is now on the defense, courting voters in two must-win states. They say, despite all the tough talk, listen to how they editorialize. Despite all the tough talk, Trump's actions on the ground in Florida underscored the conflicting messages his administration has sent throughout the pandemic. All the president's security personnel and support staff were wearing face masks, but Trump and Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis, were barefaced. Crowds gathered at the president's subsequent events, many without masks as well. And yet, why is it not spreading like wildfire? Why do we not have a massive cluster of death in Los Angeles, where John MacArthur's church is meeting 7,000 to 10,000 people a week? No masks, no social distancing, singing, doing everything that they say is going to kill everybody, and have been doing it for months. If we live our lives, if we go through this, we stop this. And yet, when we look at this election and we look at the anticipation that everybody has that there's going to be more fighting in the streets over this, it's because they have changed the way that we can vote and mail voting and so forth. And they've done that, again, because of the lockdown. The lockdown taking down the economy, the lockdown taking this. And yet the Republicans won't stop the lockdown of our speech, won't stop the lockdown of our election, won't stop the lockdown of our economy. They'll talk about it. We'll be right back.
Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want, be sure and share band.video.
With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low in a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is. Your body's defenses, your health, your stamina, that's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential. And amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
COVID rollout has been extremely well planned, very well thought out, and is being incrementally orchestrated. First, it's 15 days to keep the hospitals empty. That's all a lie. Then it's 2 months. Then it's 6 months. Then it's a year. Now, Bill Gates says 10 years. And people are now saying, I like my mask. I like my face diaper. I like my binky. And so, getting into the fear, getting into the hysteria, getting into all the exaggerated death numbers, this is our new neurotic control freak society overseen by robots, overseen by AI. And all of it is designed to make humans non-essential. That's why out of the gates they tell us, you are non-essential. You are non-essential. Your company, your restaurant, your job, your profession is non-essential. This is so incredibly authoritarian, premeditated, and Bill Gates sits on top of it. Come on, folks, let's reject this.
You
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at where we are here. We've got some interesting updates about the virus. And, of course, we're going to get into what is happening with the Chinese billionaire, with Steve Bannon, with Giuliani, but also what is going on in China, the competition with the criminal families there. And really, what does the data say? That's the bottom line. And why did the FBI cover it up for a year? Oh, yeah. Why would they do that? Anyway, as we look at the way the mainstream media is spinning this, he makes it into a joke. This is from the HeraldMedia.com, talking about how President Trump's cavalier attitude stings the families of COVID-19 patients. Let me tell you what makes this into a joke. The continued lockdown and the masks make this into a joke. It's not a joke when people get sick with pneumonia or the flu. People die from pneumonia and the flu every year. There is a lot that is very suspicious about the numbers with this. As I pointed out before, we've never seen the numbers be so reflected in age as these numbers are. If you look at it, it doesn't really, it's pretty much a 0% chance that you're going to die until you get into your mid-60s, and it starts to go up exponentially by age. In other words, it looks like the usual, what we typically would diagnose as natural causes. And of course, when people are in frail condition, they have multiple comorbidities in their last days, pneumonia is frequently one of the things that happens. That doesn't mean that that's the ultimate underlying cause. They typically don't do autopsies, and they didn't have any tests. As I say, well, we've had 220,000 people, because they just keep adding on the presumptive tests. In the early days, they had no tests. As a matter of fact, the FDA was telling people, those tests that are going to be done at our FDA-approved labs, you shut those down or we're going to shut down your lab. And I said at the time, I said, why are they working so hard to shut down any tests? Now we know. As a matter of fact, I said that. I said they want to keep this so they can manipulate the numbers. They can make the numbers be anything that they want. And I said, then when they get to the summer, they're going to start testing people, and they're going to come up with that as the new yardstick. Told you where this is going from the very beginning. I've been telling you what they were ultimately after for years. It's the same thing they were after with the Green New Deal. This is a MacGuffin. They just take out one excuse and they put in another one. But as we look at the way that they're spinning this, they have a quote from a doctor. She said, "What is extraordinary is the structure of care around President Trump. Normal people don't get a helicopter to the hospital. Normal people don't have 20 doctors for one patient. He makes it seem so easy." Well, let me tell you something. Normal people are getting better at a rate of 99.95%. How about that? And it might actually work out to his detriment to have that many doctors and to have doctors who are giving him things like remdesivir, which is not effective. We've now had a second study from the WHO saying that remdesivir didn't help COVID-19 patients. Why is it the standard of care, right? Fauci said, well, it's now the new standard of care. I've talked about this many times. There was a prior WHO study that was taken down after just a couple of hours. And it said, actually, it doesn't help at all. The people who took remdesivir died at a slightly higher rate. That has always been the standard of measurement for the standard of care. Does it actually cure people? When they test drugs that are therapeutic, they actually look to see if they work, unlike vaccines. Vaccines, they don't do that because they don't expose people in a challenge test. They try to look and they read the tea leaves and the epidemiological studies. They vaccinate one group and another group they don't vaccinate. Then they watch the two groups for years. Oh, yeah, well, it worked or didn't work or whatever, based on their epidemiological tea leaf reading. But when you have a therapeutic, what you do is you evaluate it for safety, and then you also evaluate it for efficacy. And it failed. It failed. As I pointed out, Fauci has tried to sell this drug for his corporate friends at Gilead two other times, both for HIV and for Ebola, and is exposed as a fraud both times. But he pronounced it the standard of care a week after the failed study that was taken down off of the WHO site. He releases his own study that was not reviewed by anybody. And he says, all right, it didn't help anybody. You know, on his study, they showed that they died at the same rate, the people who died. But he said, well, according to our data, they got better 30% faster. So it's now the standard of care. And everybody's clamoring to get it. Now the WHO has come out with another study. And this is actually reported by the AP, surprisingly. A study that involved more than 11,000 patients in 30 countries. And when they looked at the death rates after 28 days, the need for breathing machines and the time in the hospital were all relatively similar for those given remdesivir versus usual care. The big story, they said, is the finding that remdesivir produces no meaningful impact on survival. The standard of care is essentially a fraud. This is what we're talking about. And it was reported by Washington Post and by the New York Times about how Fauci had changed the definition of how we evaluate a drug so that he could push this drug. This is about amazing corruption. Yes, look at the corruption that we've known about for quite some time. What's new is the fact that we've got video, allegedly. That hasn't been released, but a lot of people have said that there's video of not only a lot of sexual content, but also pedophile rape and abuse by Hunter Biden. It takes it up to a whole new level. The amount of criminality that's involved and the dollar figures that are involved and the alliances with Chinese mafia families are a whole new level. But folks, when you look at what is being done to our society here by these people, it's absolutely astounding to me that somebody like Fauci can get away with this. There's three different disk drives. The first disk drive of Hunter Biden says that this is about the emails and the financial corruption and sexual tapes. There's another disk drive that talks about the plans of the Chinese mafia. That's really what the CCP is. It's just a mafia. And you have competing families there. And this is why these things have been released. But the plans of Xi and his allies to dominate the globe, dominate the United States, to corrupt the United States, to take over control of the UN, the United States, and the world. And then the third drive is about the bioweapon information. Look, it's my opinion that the model, the psychological weapon, is far more dangerous this time around than the bioweapon. But if you want to get upset about the bioweapon, before you go to war with China over that, lock up Fauci. Lock up Francis Collins. They're the ones who continued to fund the research. Why is it that nobody in the Trump administration is talking about locking up these criminals? They want to go to war with Xi and China, but they don't want to do anything with Fauci and with Francis Collins. And our bioweapon program is far more sophisticated and deep and long-lasting than anything that any other country has. Lock up those people.
I've got some really important and, quite frankly, bad news for you. We've confirmed from high-level sources in our own research that if Joe Biden's able to steal the election, and they're going to really try to do it, they're that crazy, they intend to not just shut down InfoWars, but have yours truly, Alex Jones, arrested. Here's the really bad news. They're coming after everybody, and they're coming after the economy, and they want to totally gut it and punish Americans for supporting Donald Trump and repudiating Hollywood and all the trash. But here's the really good news. The really good news. Humanity is awakening to this threat. We're no longer asleep, and we understand that the globalists are our mortal enemies, and we fundamentally understand that they're trying to end our nation and the free market and our Judeo-Christian roots forever. That's why we must come together now as Americans of every race, color, and creed and repudiate the New World Order and stand firm and vote for Donald Trump, but also the information war, support independent media that tells the truth, like InfoWars.com. Thank you. It was 30 months ago that InfoWars, and of course yours truly, Alex Jones, was banned on more than 60 major platforms in one day, led by the CEO of Apple, Tim Cook, who helps China run giant death camps. Always just let that be in the back of your mind when we talk about these monsters and where they're taking us. They have no bottom. And people said, Jones, how are you taking it? And I said, I'm taking it just fine. They're coming for you next. This is a technocracy. They're merging with Big Pharma. They're taking over the media. This is a digital psychological dictatorship in their own words. This is a planetary takeover. They're then going to start locking us in our houses using supposed plague threats. That's so the wireless system can come into place with the driverless cars and the robot takeover. How did I know all this would happen? Because they've been saying they're going to do it. You see, it's not that I'm psychic. I know how to read what these monsters are saying. So you have to understand, as crazy as all this sounds, it doesn't come from me. It comes from them. It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law, and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and on Droids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Move me on to any black square. Use me anytime you want. Just remember that the goal is for us all to capture all we want.
Liberty. It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, President Trump says America would be in a massive depression if I totally listened to the scientists. What do we make of this? What does President Trump think a depression is? Is a depression the government forcing 100,000 small, medium-sized businesses out of business and many large businesses? You hear about the large businesses, nobody cares about the middle class. Nobody cares about Main Street. It's only when there's some publicly traded company off of Wall Street that goes belly up, and a lot of those have. Oh, that's not a depression. It's not a depression when you take the jobs associated with all those 100,000 small companies, because small businesses hire proportionately a lot more people than the big businesses do. That's not a depression. It's not a depression when you make people dependent on a government handout. It's not depression when you say, well, we're not going to let anybody be evicted, and you give that power to the CDC. The CDC is setting rules for eviction, because it's the CDC that's put people at jeopardy of being evicted, people who had regular jobs. And now they're under the situation that even though there have been state legislation passed and to protect them for a while. And now the CDC jumped in with a massive power grab to say that we will determine what the law is going to be at the state level. I mean, where is the authority for the CDC to do something like this? I mean, this question, there's no legitimacy for the CDC to even exist under the Constitution, let alone for them to tell people what the terms of eviction are. But they're the ones who caused the problem. They're not your savior. The CDC is not saving anybody. The CDC is the one that has put everybody on the brink of homelessness. Because as the governments have waited on this eviction, a moratorium on the eviction, what they have done is essentially a double stroke. 45% of residential real estate is owned by small individual investors. As I've mentioned before, that's what my father did when he retired. That was his retirement plan. He bought houses that he resold as mortgages. A few of them he rented, but for the most part, he just resold the mortgages. And if you can't evict people for that, then what eventually happens is the banks take it away from those small investors. Again, the middle class gets hit, 45%. Where do those properties go? Oh, they will go to the big banks, the banks that are too big to fail, the banks that are too big to jail, the banks that got the money from the stimulus checks. And so when the CDC or even the state government says, well, okay, we took your job. We took the company that you work for. We took it down. You have no job, no way to pay your rent. But we're going to keep the landlord from evicting you for a while. Meanwhile, that rent is accumulating. It's got to be paid off at some point in time. It's like a balloon note. How are these people going to pay this off, this balloon note of rent? Well, they can't. And so after the election, they can remove that. And these people are homeless. Homeless. So is this not a depression? I don't understand. I don't understand. If he totally listened to the scientists, let me tell you something, President Trump, those people around you are not scientists. At this point in time, we have all the mask superstition and the other stuff. These people are not scientists. Stop listening to these bureaucrats, these corrupt bureaucrats like Fauci. Start listening to the Constitution, or you might listen to the White Coat Summit. They had a second summit over the weekend in front of the Supreme Court. And I want to play you the beginning of this. It's a very long video. There's a lot of information in it, but just to give you an idea, video clip number two.
Today, we're going to bring you information about masks, about lockdowns, about, most importantly, early treatment, reasons to be optimistic. We're going to dispel the myths. I want to start with masks, and I start with this because there's a legal crisis, a constitutional crisis that we're not recognizing. And
that's
it is, to some extent, personified by the forced, mandated wearing of masks. Let's not tiptoe around the great big elephant in the room. The facts are actually not in dispute. Masks are completely irrelevant in blocking the SARS-CoV-2 virus. If you doubt that, you must watch the educational session that we've done about the myth of masks. I encourage everyone to do their own internet search and discover that prior to March 2020, there were no scientific journals that asserted that masks could keep out a virus. That's simply not how it works. A virus is 1/1,000th the size of a hair. Consider what our Emperor Fauci said when asked if he's sure that masks work. Now remember, he is not new to the game. This has been his life's work for decades. There was no chance that what he said was a mistake, and there
That's
was
right.
no chance that SARS-CoV-2 is different than any other RNA virus that he has made his life's work.
Why would he change his opinion after 35 years of this?
Dr. Fauci said, when you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it is not providing the perfect protection that people think it is. And often there are unintended consequences. What the New England Journal of Medicine, a premier medical journal, had to say about masks, the following. It is clear that masks serve symbolic roles. Masks are lucky charms that may help increase healthcare workers' perceived sense of safety and well-being. Thus, although such reactions may not be strictly logical, we're all subject to fear and anxiety, especially during times of crisis. Expanded masking protocols' greatest contribution may be to reduce the transmission of anxiety. That is per the New England Journal of Medicine. I will put it plainly to you, my fellow Americans. You have been lied to by the media. Propaganda is not a new phenomenon. Thomas Jefferson said, the man who reads nothing at all is better educated than the man who reads nothing but newspapers.
Or CNN.
And John F. Kennedy pointed out that it does not matter if the propaganda had a sinister purpose. The great enemy of the truth is very often not the lie, but the myth. Persistent, persuasive, and unrealistic. These days, Americans fall into three groups. Those who recognize the propaganda, those who have been successfully propagandized, and those who don't care. We'll just leave them out of it for now. My message is for mask believers who have not yet realized that they are victims of propaganda and who also think it is no big deal to force other people to wear a mask. In fact, there are three enormous problems with masks. First, mask mandates are spreading fear and hostility that is changing American culture. We are less friendly, less interactive, more hostile, quicker to be angry with our fellow citizen. Masks are very socially divisive. There is mask shaming and mask virtue signaling. There's hashtag social compliance. And there's citizen policing of sidewalks and airplanes and restaurants. And in addition to hostility, masks bring a palpable sense of fear that is totally unwarranted by the facts. There are actual human beings who believe that others will be harmed if they don't wear a mask. And this is tragic. Second, mask mandates cause an insurmountable civil libertarian issue. In the American legal system, the government cannot force a facial covering because all rights not expressly given to belong to the people.
That's right.
The government has to neither common law nor statutory right to mandate clothing. Encroaching on a right that belongs to the people is extremely dangerous. One of our founding fathers, fourth president James Madison, said, "It is proper to take alarm at the first experiment on our liberties. We hold this to be the first duty of citizens and one of the noblest characteristics of the revolution. The free man of America did not wait till usurped power had strengthened itself." Third, wearing masks is a national security issue. When most of the citizenry of our country can so easily be persuaded to do something that is so clearly against our own constitution, our enemies certainly take notice. We are quite literally telegraphing our weakness and social divisiveness to our enemies. Now, to those Americans who are genuinely afraid, we are physicians. We are here to help you with these facts to reduce your fear. First, we'll do the facts, then the emotion, and then the call to action.
That's right. If President Trump wants to stop this, he needs to listen to doctors, not the people who call themselves scientists who are nothing but corrupt bureaucrats selling snake oil like remdesivir at $5,000 a pop when there's plenty of over-the-counter medication that can cure this. Listen to the White Coat Summit doctors.
Finally, the stagnant Republican establishment understands what InfoWars understands, what our listeners understand, what Donald Trump understands. We're in a digital civil war. There are giant filters filtering out 99% of communication going on every major tech platform. And now they're doing it to the private apps. They're doing it to text messages. They're doing it to email. This is mafia organized crime election meddling. But finally, when they blocked Hunter Biden and the Burisma information and the Chinese information and the photos and the crack pipes and all the rest of it, it's been confirmed to be real. Biden hasn't denied it. Finally, Congress got pissed and said, this is out of control. You've got to stop it now. We're taking action. Oh, and Jack Dorsey went, oh, it's a mistake. It's an accident. It's an accident. But they keep pushing and pushing because no one ever calls their bluff. Well, InfoWars is calling their bluff. And I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com. Other systems just don't compare.
A major life lesson just took place last night. The top story in the country was that Hunter Biden's laptop information had come out. Him with hookers and shooting porno movies and crack pipes. But the real news was how he had indeed been bought off by Burisma and had done so at the behest of his father, who was getting large parts of money. But you see, Twitter and Facebook and others totally censored the info and even censored major news publications and even censored the president. But when the president and Congress said they were going to take action, suddenly Jack of Twitter said he didn't know it had happened and it was wrong. And that's the big life lesson here. Standing up and saying no to organized crime, racketeering is the way to stop it. Groveling to it and letting big tech lie to us and run over us is the way to make these tyrants continue to go absolutely crazy. Remember, they support communist China and its death camps. What will they do to us? Well, we now know. With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low and a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is for your body's defenses, your health, your stamina. That's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday, comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
I know you all want to hear about what's going on with the Hunter Biden thing. And actually, the story, the backstory about the Chinese billionaire with four names and three birthdays and a lot of other shady dealings here is kind of interesting. But it doesn't change what is the real story here. And that is what's on the disk drives themselves. And why is the FBI covering this up? Yet again, we see the FBI and the intelligence services in a tale of corruption. And of course, you have all the usual suspects as well. You have the perjurer himself, James Clapper, who was never indicted for perjury, even though it was proven that he lied to everybody. And you had Michael Hayden saying, shame on Ron Wyden. He and everybody else knew that James Clapper was illegally spying on everybody, and yet he forced him to lie under oath. That's okay. Don't be upset about that, Hayden. No senators came after him. No Republican senators either. What does that tell you all? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it tells you that the Republicans are every bit as much behind the police surveillance state as the Democrats are. But let's just take a look at what's going on with the mask here in this last segment here. We'll get into the Biden lap dance coming up in the next segment, in the next hour, I should say. But when we look at President Trump saying we would be in a massive depression if I totally listened to the scientists, he said the cure cannot be worse than the problem itself. This is not a cure, President Trump. The lockdown didn't do anything. The masks haven't done anything. Your vaccine isn't going to do anything. It's not a cure either. It's not even a preventative. It's a very dangerous, dangerous issue. And, you know, this is now being picked up by Jo Jorgensen, the Libertarian candidate. She spent the summer holding hands with Black Lives Matter and just unbelievable what she was doing with Black Lives Matter. Totally clueless about it. Yeah, I understand there's police brutality. I understand about the war on drugs and the abuses about that. She didn't make a clear distinction about that, however. She had absolutely no clue as to who's behind Black Lives Matter or the rest of their agenda. But she's now been given a jolt of reality. There's a candidate in Indiana, Donald Rainwater, and he began in July to oppose the Indiana Republican incumbent governor there, Holcomb. Now, the Republican governor there has, like many of our Republican governors, kept this whole charade, this whole masquerade going on, continuing the mask mandates and so forth. And so he's like, wait a minute, we got to stop this. The guy's a Navy veteran, a software engineer, and he took him on. And he is soaring in the polls. He'll probably beat the Democrat. It's a good chance he'll beat the Democrat. The Democrats just put up a placeholder candidate to run against the incumbent Republican governor. He was a shoo-in. And it's time that we get involved in a protest vote. And I think it's having an effect. Politico's writing stories about him now. I've retweeted him several times, what he had to say throughout the summer. Politico's now talking about him. And now we have Joe Jorgensen saying, wait a minute, this Black Lives Matter thing that I'm doing is kind of counterproductive. I don't know if she understands that or not. But now she's starting to talk about the unconstitutional lockdown. She's starting to say, well, there is nothing in the Constitution that allows anybody to have a forced vaccine. We need to really oppose that. And I think President Trump and the people around him are hearing that. And so now President Trump is saying that. Well, I'm not going to force the vaccine on anybody. Do you believe that? I'm not sure that I believe that. I'm not sure that I believe that he won't force this vaccine that he's dumped over $10 billion into a very dangerous DNA GMO vaccine that's out there. It's there. The military is going to be pushing it out. He spent a fortune to fund this for these companies that have absolutely no liability for the injury that they do to people. He's spending a fortune to have the military push this out. The military are the ones who are running this Operation Warp Speed. The vast majority of the people there have military experience, not medical experience. And this is a ticking time bomb that President Trump has created, this massive store of this vaccine. Now, he's being opposed by the Democrats right now because they're to their political advantage. But let me tell you, all of their concerns about the vaccine will vanish just like that if Biden is elected. And they will be pushing that out on you. And if President Trump perceives it to be in his interest to push that vaccine on you, I have absolutely no question that he will reverse himself yet again. Has he had any position that he has stuck to consistently? No. No. I have no doubt that he will use this and that he'll force you to do it if they tell everybody, oh, look, it's getting much worse. It's wintertime now and everybody's getting COVID-19. See, our tests say so. You know, that's the part of this that is not put in the AP report when they have the doctor criticizing President Trump. Say, look, he's got 20 doctors in a helicopter taking him to the hospital. Look at the health care that he gets. Look at the fact that they test everybody around him all the time. The test didn't do anything. And look at the fact that you have people like Senator Tillis, who got it even though he was wearing a mask. The masks don't do anything. The tests don't do anything. And they're not dying either. It's not that dangerous. There's a lot of ways. And President Trump was given a very expensive, dangerous drug that is not effective. And he still survived. And you heard all the press talk about all of his comorbidities. He's obese. He's 74 and all this. He survived. In spite of the fact that remdesivir doesn't do anything. We've now had two WHO studies saying that. So what stops COVID from spreading? You know, you heard the White Coat Summit doctor saying this is very dangerous because we have foreign powers who are looking at the way that the Americans can be railroaded by the media propaganda, railroaded by social media, controlling what people can see and say. This is very dangerous because they realize how vulnerable we are. And it is also setting each other against each other. And here's another article from studyfinds.org. And, of course, you can find this on the Drudge Report, also known as the Babylon Bee of the Left. What stops COVID from spreading? Empathy. Empathy. See, we're back to that again. I got to say, Scott Adams, the Dilbert creator, going back to, what was it, April? when he put up that tweet, he said it's getting harder and harder to tell the freedom lovers, quote unquote, from sociopaths. See, that's a good, you know, Scott is very good at distilling the message. And that is the message that these people are putting out. That's still the message that they're putting out here. If you are not wearing a mask, you don't have empathy. And there's the President Trump commercial. Everybody wearing masks. We're not afraid because, see, we got our masks. And so we can get face to face with each other. No, the masks are selling fear. The masks are selling control. The masks are a placeholder for the vaccines. Because, you know, your vaccine doesn't protect you. It protects the herd. Your mask doesn't protect you. It protects the herd. It protects other people. And so this article says that if you want to get more people on board, it's crucial to know what mechanisms make them keep a distance and what make them wear a face masks, said a Department of Psychology professor. And this is all about psychology. This is beyond freedom and dignity. This is about control, folks. It's a psychological tool of control. He said, we show that empathy for the most vulnerable is an important factor and that it can be used actively to combat the pandemic. I believe that the policymakers can use our new knowledge and their efforts to get more people to follow the guidelines and to ultimately save lives. I reported a couple of months ago about the Yale study talking about how they were going to weaponize the media, weaponize psychological tactics to get people to do exactly what they wanted to with vaccines. They're testing it right now on the masks. You see, if you don't wear your mask and don't do social distancing, it's because you're a sociopath. You don't have any empathy for other people. And I replied to that. I said, no, it's getting harder and harder to tell the pragmatists from totalitarians. And it's especially true because now we are seeing that not only did the lockdown model not work, not only did the mask model fail, and of course, that's because it was designed just simply to control us. It was from China. All right, we got to take a break. We're going to talk more about this when we come back, and we're going to get into the laptop thing. Folks, take a look. The InfoWars blowout sale is about to end. You can save up to 60% off, free shipping, triple Patriot points on many of our most popular products. We have Brain Force Plus, Ultimate Krill Oil, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. All of those, 50% off, plus free shipping, plus triple Patriot points for discounts in the future. BrainForce Plus is now on our final run ever. Make sure you take advantage of this. We got many other products up to 60% off, triple Patriot points, and free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com.
In fiction, supervillains are known as supervillains because they have gigantic, huge, global plans that are incredibly well thought out and incredibly complex. And I might have told you a year ago, back in October of 2019, that a powerful billionaire who controls the UN would roll out a global hysteria and lock down the planet and starve millions of people and would be pushing a forced inoculation to even be able to leave your houses, and that this same billionaire would say we're all going to work from home now and that this was good to lower the carbon footprint and the human population. You tell me that's crazy. You tell me that's a dystopia. You tell me that's some type of science fiction comic book. But in reality, it really did happen. His name is Bill Gates, and he's the head of a major eugenics consortium that his father and mother set up more than 60 years ago. And we're living in this world Bill Gates has built. Until we start saying no, we are Bill Gates' property. It's time to expose Bill Gates.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, so COVID is spreading because of a lack of empathy. That's what they're telling us. They say we need real stories of real people suffering. Well, I'm sorry, they didn't say, I misquoted that. They didn't say we need real stories. They just said we need stories. Big difference. Big difference. You can create a story, but it doesn't have to be a real one. It can be a novel. It can be a dystopian novel. That's what we're living under. It's not enough just to tell people they got to keep a distance, they got to wear a face mask for the sake of vulnerable citizens in general. We have to be confronted with a specific person. If we don't have one, we can make it up. How many times have you seen this? You know, we've not had this virus, even as Whitmer is talking about it, her own figures that she puts out there. She may not be aware of the propaganda. Look at how many people have tested positive. We got 8 million people have tested positive. We got 220,000 people who have died. Well, work it out. Work out your case fatality rate and compare it to what the CDC itself has said about the flu fatality rate. And it's 1/5 of what the typical flu season is. Have you ever seen these individual horror stories? And yes, it is a horror story when anybody dies. But have you seen these individual horror stories about people dying when it's the flu? Have you read some of their stories that they have curated from across the globe? Oh, here's a story about a young soccer player who was very fit, and he died of COVID. Look at this. It can even get the young people. And if you read the story, you find out that he had leukemia advanced. Oh, but it was COVID who killed him, that killed him. No, this is about propaganda, folks. Let's talk about the real sociopaths here. The story from Breitbart, COVID police, a couple in Italy, Milan, Italy, fined hundreds of dollars for kissing outside. They were fined $500. October 9th, a 40-year-old Italian man and a Polish woman had left their house to go out to a local restaurant. While walking hand in hand, the couple kissed each other and were almost immediately surrounded by police. Now, is that a story of sociopaths? Yeah, it is. Quite frankly, the sociopaths here are the authoritarians, the totalitarians, who are going to control every aspect of our life, who have demands about every aspect of our life. That's the reality here. I had this story from Babylon Bee. I reported it back when they did it as a parody, back May 2nd. And I said, it's not really a joke at that time. Now think about this. We're now 217 days into it. At that point in time, we were about 1.5 months. We're about 45 days into it when they wrote this story on Babylon Bee. Governor unveils an innovative 37-step plan to reopen the state over the next 10 years. That's exactly right. I remember this story. I went through this thing, reading you the different steps. Steps 28 through 34 were redacted. They don't want to tell you what that is because that's getting down to the end game here. But folks, that's where we are right now. And a good example of this is Whitmer. Listen to Whitmer on a Meet the Press interview yesterday. If you're tired of lockdowns and wearing masks and not attending church, vote Trump out because it's all his fault. Video clip number one.
How are you going to account for lockdown fatigue, mitigation fatigue? I mean, that is real. We know this is real. In your efforts this time to convince,
yeah, that's real. The virus isn't real.
To abide by the
not
rules.
A real threat, like they say.
Yeah. So last night the president talked about lockdowns. We haven't had a stay home order since late spring, but I know that he never lets the facts get in the way of comments that he's
okay,
making.
Okay, we got to take a break. We'll play the rest of this when we come back. You know, she reminds me of Catherine O'Hara from Second City Television. Boy, if she was a little bit younger, she could do a spot on Whitmer. What? I don't want to get into personal, into personalities here, but I tell you what, this, what a lying spinning. We'll be right back.
History is now. History is taking place in front of us. We are at the crossroads. We are now only 2 weeks out from the most historic and important election in world history. I've been saying that for over a year, but now people really understand I wasn't exaggerating. This is so critical. The New World Order wants to repudiate the nation state. They will repudiate the idea of America. They want to repudiate the idea of the Renaissance and the Enlightenment and bring in their technocracy. So they are throwing everything they've got, and not just the American people, but the people of the world. That's why your word of mouth is beyond king. It is paramount. When you spread the articles, when you spread the videos, when you shoot your own video, or write your own article, or knock on your neighbor's door and talk to them, or call your friends and family and tell them to vote for Trump, when you speak out against the system, when you do things that seem little, together it adds up into giant things. Many hands make life work. History's happening now. Take action now while you still can. Please, for all of our futures.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, I do need to get into this Hunter Biden stuff. That is the thing that everybody wants to hear about, I know. And there's a lot of aspects to this, and I've got a slightly different take on it than most people do. It is a tale of political corruption and depravity, the two are seem to be inextricably linked in our government, in our global government, but it's also a tale of crime families. Give you an idea of how much, like the mafia, the Chinese government and our own government is, really. It's pretty amazing. You know, I go back to The Godfather, and I remember how Coppola used to say, well, I don't look at it as a crime story. Yeah, I look at the Corleones, and I look at it as a story of a king and his princes and so forth. They're just kind of like politicians. It's like, yeah. And as a matter of fact, this whole thing is Godfather politics. On both sides of this, even the honeypot that they pulled on that senator in the movie, if you remember that, they set him up with a situation and got some photographs on him. That's the way this whole thing operates. But let's finish up a little bit here with Whitmer, a poster child of corruption and lies herself. Let's go back to that video. We didn't have time for all of it last time. Let's begin with her response, a video clip number one. This is her talking to Chuck Todd on MSNBC, talking about how if you're tired of the lockdowns, we got a lot of lockdown fatigue. Oh, yeah, you better believe we do. Got a lot of lockdown fatigue.
Yeah, so last night the president talked about lockdowns. We haven't had a stay-home order since late spring. But I know that he never lets the facts get in the way of comments that he's making. Every moment that we are not focused on the fact that there are 220,000 Americans who have died from this virus is good for him. So in that sense, as he incites additional violence against people who are just trying to save one another's lives, it's good for him. And that's why I don't want to talk about him endangering public servants' lives. I want to talk about what he hasn't done. And that's his job.
Playing the victim
card.
The
Trump virus response is the worst in the globe. I mean, in the world, it's the worst. 8 million people have been, have contracted COVID-19. 220,000 dead. We've got people in food pantry lines who never would have imagined that they'd be there. And no light on the horizon because our numbers keep going up. This is a gravely serious moment for all of us. And if you're tired of lockdowns or you're tired of wearing masks or you wish you were in church this morning or watching college football or your kids were in person instruction, it is time for change in this country. And that's why we've got to elect Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we've had Ebola come to town and we had the Democrats and the national press bragging about Jenkins in Dallas, the same guy who came after the hair salon. As a matter of fact, it was Whitmer herself who tried to lock up a 77-year-old barber. That was a point of contention. And yet nobody died from that. These people want to lock down the churches. Nobody's dying from that. You go to church, you live your life, you show this whole thing is a fraud. It's a psyop. That's the way you stop this. And so they have her on to, you know, because she's been blaming President Trump. You know, he's the one that was behind this assassination plot for me. No. It was the FBI that manufactured that. There's a sheriff doesn't even believe it. Got a video of that. I don't know. I'll get to that today. Play it for you tomorrow. The sheriff who says, let's just understand these are allegations and let's understand what the FBI has done before, even in Michigan. Remember the Huttery militia? Oh yeah, that was really, and look at how that was hyped up. And then when that all just dissipated after trying to ruin these people's lives, the media ignored that. And now they're all over this again. It's another example of the politicization and the corruption of the FBI is really what this is. And we're going to get into that in a big way with the Hunter laptop episodes here. But, if you are tired of this, you might want to ask some questions. Why did they never do this with Ebola? Why did they never do this with any of the other coronaviruses? Why is it that when she trumps out these figures, oh, well, we got 220,000 people who have died according to the CDC. And we have 8 million cases. We'll do the math. If you do the math, you find that's about 1/5 the case fatality rate of the usual flu. So why haven't you locked us down with the flu every year? Why haven't you locked us down with heart disease? We have a lot more people who have died of heart disease, especially when you kick them out of the hospital, or cancer, because you've got some virus on its way. As a matter of fact, I've got a story up on Roundtable Report. We put some of the articles up. We do a story on it. Went into a little bit more detail on what's going on in Colorado, where they're continuing to rent this large facility. You know, they had all these emergency places. I talked about it last week. You had the Army Field Hospital in New York. You had the Navy bring the hospital ship to New York City, also to L.A. None of those were used. None of them were used. 2,500 beds set up in New York. Not used. And New York is supposed to be the epicenter of the worldwide pandemic. And they didn't use any of those emergency services there. Why is that? And yet in Colorado, they have an emergency service there that's in a convention center. They're still paying massive amounts of rent for it. But they also had a contract where they set up little areas there with a cot. And it worked out to $250,000 per bed. That's in the story. That's something I didn't get into here on the broadcast. $250,000 per bed to build that. None of it used, and they're still paying phenomenal amounts of rent on this. This whole thing is such an incredible control fraud. And then you had in that same interview, Chuck Todd with Whitmer saying the Michigan Supreme Court didn't, quote, cite any law in ruling that her actions were unconstitutional. And Jonathan Turley took him on big time. He said, oh, really? Oh, well, maybe you are a little too tired to actually read the court decision, Todd. But it was a 50-page opinion, says lawyer Jonathan Turley. A 50-page opinion contained over 60 cases discussed in support of the decision. So, yeah, they had 50 cases. They said, here's our interpretation of the law, and here's 60 other cases where other courts would agree with us on how we interpret the law. That the law that she presumes to have there, the 1976 Emergency Management Act and the Emergency Powers of the Governor Act from 1945, do not apply. So, you know, just in case Chuck Todd wants to actually correct that or actually do any research before he puts out propaganda, but probably not. As a matter of fact, when President Trump says, Democrat governors, you just need to open up. President Trump, this is not, and I'll tell you, the audience, and I've said it many times. You look at what's going on in Indiana with a Republican governor. You look at what's going on in Texas with Abbott here. You look at what's going on in Idaho with Brad Little. And on, and I could go down the list of these Republican governors. About the only one who's actually seen the light and done the right thing is Ron DeSantis. The rest of Republican governors are as bad as the Democrats. And one of the things that allows the Democrats to continue to keep these lockdown orders, as I pointed out last week, Chuck Baldwin in Montana said, well, I looked at this and the governor's executive orders have a time limit on them. How is he ignoring the time limit? Oh, I see. It's contingent on the emergency executive order from President Trump. And so President Trump could stop the Democrats and the Republicans who are keeping this lockdown if he would remove his emergency executive order, but he doesn't. You have to ask yourself, why is it that the Republicans and Democrats want this to continue? You have to ask yourself, why is it that both of them want social media censorship? You have to ask yourself, why do both of them want a surveillance and identification system? Because that's where this is all headed. That is the end game on all this. Yes, there is another aspect of population control besides just watching and monitoring and putting out social credits, and that is the DNA modifying vaccine. That's another kind of population control, depopulation and crippling of the population. Why is it that we have bipartisan agreement on that? I'll tell you, the $300 million contract that Abbott has.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. Most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out, and since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has to take an action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-Pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-Pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-Pack Power Stack now or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-Pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
I've got some really important and, quite frankly, bad news for you. We've confirmed from high-level sources in our own research that if Joe Biden's able to steal the election, and they're going to really try to do it, they're that crazy, they intend to not just shut down InfoWars, but have yours truly, Alex Jones, arrested. Now, here's the really bad news. They're coming after everybody, and they're coming after the economy, and they want to totally gut it and punish Americans for supporting Donald Trump and repudiating Hollywood and all the trash. But here's the really good news. The really good news. Humanity is awakening to this threat. We're no longer asleep. And we understand that the globalists are our mortal enemies, and we fundamentally understand that they're trying to end our nation and the free market and our Judeo-Christian roots forever.
That's why we must come together now as Americans of every race, color, and creed and repudiate the New World Order and stand firm and vote for Donald Trump, but also the information war, support independent media that tells the truth, like InfoWars.com. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The Orwellian nature of this and where this is coming with a second lockdown. We're seeing lots of stories about how this is going to be a really bad winter. Oh yeah, I've said, been saying for quite some time, this is going to be the winter of our discontent. And they've planned it that way. We had a window of opportunity. We could have called fraud on this, and a lot of people have. As a matter of fact, when I go around, even though I see all these different signs and places, we've just learned, my wife and I have learned, that you'll see all these threatening signs on the doors saying how you have to wear a mask and so forth. I had a listener send me a picture that they took. Face coverings required by law for entry and blah, blah, blah. I said, oh yeah, when did that happen? When did that happen? No, it's just under color of law. And these are useless threats. The employees will have to wear their masks to keep their jobs. They don't care. They know it's a fraud. You know it's a fraud. This is like the Soviet Union, folks. Nobody believed Izvestia and Pravda in the Soviet Union. Izvestia meant news. Pravda meant truth. They said there is no news in Izvestia. There is no truth in Pravda. And they went ahead and did what they wanted. It's kind of the cynical manipulation. And that's where we are right now. Everybody knows that this is a fraud. So you see these signs? If you walk in, I guarantee you that you're not going to be challenged. Well, I can't guarantee you. Sometimes we are challenged. Usually we're challenged by some busybody who is wearing a mask themselves that doesn't work there. That's usually when it happens. I just loved my wife's response when that happened. Mutters under her mask, "You're not wearing a mask," to my wife. And she says, "Hello, my name is Karen too." She didn't know what to say. She just kind of shuffled off. "I'll get you and your little dog too," she said as she went out the door. No, she didn't say that. Anyway, when we look at what is happening here, a couple stories about the technocratic elite. Amazon has now removed a COVID skeptic's book for violating content guidelines. You know, I was thinking about writing a book about where this is all heading. But I guess I might as well not bother, because if you put it up, Amazon's going to take it down. Guys said, hey, I sold 3,500 copies of this, and now Amazon has taken it down. It's called COVID-19 and the Agendas to Come. Red pill. And they took it down. It was banned. Banned. Meanwhile, even as we see New York City being turned into a ghost town by these lockdown regulations, this is very interesting. Amazon, Apple, Google, Facebook are snapping up empty office space. Why would they be doing that? Why would they be doing that? Because we've already had Google and many of these other large corporations say, well, you know, up through at least next summer, 2021, we're going to be working from home, and maybe we'll make it permanent. You know, Microsoft said we'll make it permanent. And oh, by the way, they said through Citrix, one of their business partners, you know, if you have a microchip, you'll have a labor advantage even working from home. Well, that's kind of telling, isn't it? I think it's kind of telling that they're buying up office space in New York City. You see, this is just this is a reset for them. This is a looting of the middle class in America by the technocracy. And they're planning on taking everything that they steal from us. New York cinema owners are ecstatic because the New York State is starting to reopen, and they're hoping that's going to happen in Manhattan. Let me tell you something. They're going to find that, first of all, the studios are not releasing any movies, so nobody's going to go. Secondly, the people have been so scared by Fauci and his dire novel, that they're not going to show up. And there's nothing to watch anyway. There was nothing to watch in the movie theaters for several years now. There hasn't been anything that my family wanted to see for years. I think we went to see 1917 last year. That was it. That was it. Most of the stuff that they put out is just beyond reprehensible. I wouldn't watch the garbage coming, the filth coming out of Hollywood if you paid me. Certainly wouldn't take my family to go see it. And so now, they're not putting out anything. They're not even putting out the porn filth that they typically do. Or the other garbage, the propaganda that they're putting out. San Francisco will not reopen the schools, but it will rename them. That's from Reason Magazine. That's perfect. And then take a look at these idiots in New York. A Moment for Broadway. And you have a bunch of Broadway wannabes. I guess these are the understudies who see this as their moment to shine in the spotlight. And they go stand on the steps there in Times Square with shields on their faces, singing to basically nobody, to nobody around there. And then after they finish with this little display, they have a marching band walk by, a marching band with probably about, I guess it was a marching band that had maybe about 10 people in the marching band. Pathetic in and of itself. They had the drummers wearing masks, but then the people who were playing horns, they didn't have any masks on the end of the horns. Remember, we were warned by Fauci and the experts that you don't play wind instruments either. It's like, you know, singing. It's gonna, the music goes round and round, and so does the air, and it comes out here, and it blows that, forces that out. I mean, that is a lethal event. But look at this. Yeah, you can just keep hoping that it's going to come back. But these people are actually suicidal. And it's an interesting thing to see how suicidal Hollywood and Broadway and the liberals and the left and the colleges have become now. They're basically eating their own here. We see this up on Infowars.com. The Flaming Lips perform a concert with an audience encased in anti-COVID bubbles. Are they really anti-COVID? I mean, if these people didn't die during this concert because they're in a bubble, then the bubble isn't sealed. They're getting fresh air. And they're also breathing air out, which means that it isn't protecting anybody with that either. But here's the serious stuff, folks. Is this leaked info really Trudeau's crazy COVID plan for 2021? There's a couple of reports out by independent media. Canadian politicians who are in the loop of COVID planning have been told to their horror of a plan for totalitarian response to an international economic collapse involving a federal government offer to eliminate all personal debts, that's mortgages, loans, credit cards, etc., funded by the IMF under the World Debt Reset Program. Yeah, the Great Reset, right? Davos that Ivanka and Jared went to. And Mnuchin. In exchange, the individual would forfeit ownership of any and all property and assets forever, partake in the COVID-19-21 vaccine schedule, which would allegedly allow individuals unrestricted travel and living, even under a full lockdown, through the use of a photo ID and Canada's health pass. This horrific scenario comes from a Liberal Party of Canada whistleblower, who said that they got this information from the party's strategic planning committee, and I'll give you more details about that when we come back. Does this sound too Orwellian to believe? Would you have believed if I had told you this, because I did tell you this, more than 217 days ago, what is currently happening right now?
If you pay close attention to what big tech is actually saying, and more importantly, what they're actually doing, when they shut down the Hunter Biden laptop story, that was a test to see if they could work in concert to totally suppress information, because they've also been on record saying coming up on Election Day and thereafter, they're not going to let anyone but, quote, authoritative sources, that means CNN, New York Times, what a joke, come out and say who the real winner is. That way they can contest the election even though Trump's the clear winner, hold everything up with the ballots, then cause a constitutional crisis, call for secession, and have the UN come in and declare the election for Biden. This is what John Podesta and others are on record saying. And so when you see them in concert, censoring something like the Hunter Biden laptop story. That is a drill. That is a test to get all their systems ready, but also to condition the public that big tech works in unison to suppress speech and information. This is election meddling 101. This is illegal. With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low in a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is. Your body's defenses, your health, your stamina, that's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday, comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
It's taken me 2.5 years to finally even be able to convince Congress and the rest of the world that we were only the initial target to set the precedent for coordinated big tech censorship. Now the world finally understands it. But we don't have 2.5 years for the learning curve to take place this time. Bill Gates and the UN are on record saying the lockdown is permanent. It is a plan to lower carbon footprint. It is a plan to make the world population poor. It is a diabolical power grab. It is a revolution against the Industrial Revolution. They call it the post-industrial world. And it's the excuse for them to take control of every facet of our lives and implement absolute authoritarianism. So, again, to everybody out there, if you love your children, like my daughter that just woke up here, and if you care about yourselves and any future, you need to get awake, you need to understand this information, you need to warn others, okay? It's a life and death situation.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Speech to free minds. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
These documents coming out of Canada, is this for real? This is an anonymous whistleblower who has leaked these documents coming out, and it's talking about some very Orwellian aspects to the Great Reset, what Davos has said. So the reason I'm coming out, I'm not happy about doing this, but as a Canadian and more importantly as a parent who wants a better future, not only for my children, but for other children as well, I'm doing this. And the other reason I'm doing it is because roughly 30% of the committee members are not pleased with the direction that this will take Canada. But our opinions have been ignored and they plan on moving forward toward their goals. They have also made it very clear that nothing will stop the planned outcomes. We'll see about that. Now, think about that. 30% don't like this. That means 70% do. But of course, this is the ruling party, the Liberal Party, Justin Trudeau's party. And what they're talking about is, again, as they move everybody into debt slavery, here in America alone. 100,000 small businesses and the jobs associated with them gone. Gone by government fiat. Did you ever think that would happen in America? Did you ever think that Americans would stand down? Quite frankly, I didn't think they'd get away with it. I knew they would try it. I'm surprised that they did it this soon. But of course, you know, they have to have their new dystopia, their new technocracy in place by 2030. That's been the plan all along. Been talking about that for a long time. And so I guess, you know, yeah, we're in the middle of the fourth turning, as Strauss and Howe talked about. You know, every 80 years you have a major reorganizing of society, typically accompanied always, almost always accompanied by economic unrest and usually by war. The previous fourth turnings that we've had, the most recent three that we've had in the United States, World War II and the Great Depression. Prior to that, the American Civil War. Prior to that, the American Revolution, 1776. Reordering a society and, oh, by the way, a war with each of those. And I've said, and I truly believe, that this fourth turning is going to be much larger. This is a global fourth turning. This for all the marbles. I believe that it will be accompanied, you know, we had a civil war, we had a world war, we had a revolution. I think all three of those are going to be a part of this fourth turning. All three. There'll be revolutions, civil wars, and a global war. As they are force creating a global depression. And what does this look like? Well, and we'll know soon enough because the time frame on this is not very far out. So you'll know whether or not this is real or not. But this certainly does align with the direction that they've been pushing us. They say that in exchange for debt relief that would be done by the IMF worldwide, they give you an exchange. And, you know, when I read this, I'm reminded of the biblical story about the famine and how as in Egypt and Joseph was in charge. And he warned the Pharaoh that there was a famine coming, and they stored things up. But the people who didn't had not made any preparations. They eventually had to sell themselves into slavery. They borrowed money to eat and everything. Eventually they just sold themselves. And that is what's happening right now. We need to understand where this is headed, and we need to start right now to say, let my people go, because they've already locked you down. They've already enslaved you. This is what they don't want you to say. This is why they want you to focus on their revelations. And the revelations are real about corruption, about sexual depravity with these politicians in the highest offices. That's all real. But if you focus on that instead of what they're doing to you and your family and to your country, and I'm talking about America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, the UK, primarily, the Five Eyes, the joint establishment of these intelligence services, they're the ones who are really running this. And if you don't focus on that, you are going to find yourself in a position of being a slave. Anyway, what are they saying exactly? Well, you know, you exchange, to get out of debt, you make yourself a slave, you take all the vaccines, and they give you a health pass. Here's some of the roadmap that he released out of the Prime Minister's office. Phase in secondary lockdown restrictions on a rolling basis, starting with major metropolitan areas and first expanding outward, expected by November 2020. So it's going to be pretty soon. You'll know pretty soon whether or not this is true or not. Rush the acquisition of or the construction of isolation facilities across every province and territory. I've shown you the plans that have been sent to me of vaccination facilities. And we also know they've already got a lot of isolation facilities already in operation. They're going to be expanding those quite a bit. They're rushing those under construction right now. That's expected by December of 2020. Daily new cases of COVID-19 will surge beyond the capacity of testing, including increases in COVID-related deaths following the same growth curves expected by the end of November 2020. This can all be accomplished with a statistical sleight of hand. We know that these tests don't test quantity. A test that doesn't test the quantity of a virus is absolutely useless. And they will tell you for both the PCR test and for the new Abbott Labs rapid test that they don't measure anything quantitatively. As a matter of fact, there's a question as to whether or not what they're even measuring. you know, the PCR test and say, well, we can't distinguish one coronavirus from another. And then we magnify it. So even if you're not sick with a cold, a flu, or the novel, we're going to say that you are, and we're going to isolate you. And they have a 90% false positive rate, and that's why. And the Abbott lab is even a higher false positive rate, because it's also not quantitative. And it doesn't even claim to look for a coronavirus. It looks for proteins that are associated with a coronavirus. How absurd that is. And yet, they're rolling that out, the Trump administration, $750 million for 150 million of these test kits, $5 a piece. They get the result in 5 minutes, and they can put it on your smartphone. Oh, here's your health pass. But of course, the other thing they can do is they can basically give you a jail sentence, an isolation sentence. Oh, this person didn't pass. We've got his tracking device, the phone. Lock him up. Lock him up. And they don't get out until our magic unicorn test says they can get out. Anyway, back to the plan here. Yeah, they roll out that and they tell everybody, oh, you know, we just don't even have enough tests to test everybody. So dire, we got to lock everything down. Because it's winter, people are getting sick. You're going to have respiratory illness just like we do every winter. Every winter. And just remember, as Whitmer is talking about the Trump virus, Governor Whitmer, she throws out numbers. Well, we got 220,000 dead, 8 million tested positive. Well, that's the case fatality rate. That's one-fifth what your typical flu fatality rate is. Anyway, complete and total secondary lockdown, much stricter than the first and second rolling phase restrictions expected by the end of December and then into early January 2021. Reform and expansion of the unemployment program to be transitioned into a universal basic income program expected by quarter one, 2021. Projected COVID-19 mutation and or co-infection with secondary virus. Oh, it's mutating, they say now, right? Of course it can't. I mean, they don't have any isolates of it. So they can claim that it's anything, right? It's a novel. Transitioning of individuals into the universal basic income expected by mid-second quarter 2021. Projected supply chain breakdowns, inventory shortages, large economic instability expected second quarter 2021. As a matter of fact, I had somebody tell me from Virginia, you know, somebody who works for the people who make toner. I'm talking about massive toner shortages and how they're, I don't have time to go into it right now. I might get into that a little bit more later on. Finally, deployment of military personnel into major metropolitan areas, as well as all major roadways to establish travel checkpoints, to restrict travel and movement, to provide logistical support by quarter three, 2021. That's Canada. I'm going to show you when we come back how that's already being applied, of course, in Australia, but how these measures are being adopted in Florida that they have in Australia. We'll be right back.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you sick and tired of your calm, peaceful life? Are you sleeping too well at night? Is your city too safe? Well, not anymore. Introducing Democrats. Politicians so incompetent, they'll fill your neighborhood with riots, looting, rampant violence, and even homelessness. The secret is a special blend of corruption and good old-fashioned stupidity. No more pesky law and order. When Democrats are in charge, nobody's safe. Simply vote for Democrats, sit back, and watch your neighborhood burn to the ground. But wait, vote for Democrats now, and they'll include rolling blackouts, election fraud, cancel culture, taxes, and more taxes. Democrats, bringing chaos right to your front door.
ElectionCenter.com. Just type it in one time and you've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has to take an action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Now it's easier than ever to have Band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to Band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest Band.video. You will now have Band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want. Be sure and share Band.video.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Some politics is about what they're going to do with a tax code, who they're going to punish, who they were going to reward, even whether or not they're going to take over our health care. Boy, it's gotten a lot deeper and darker fast, hasn't it? I was just reading to you what is purported to be a leak from somebody who was inside Trudeau's Liberal Party in Canada, very troubled by the deliberations that were happening there. As I said, I read you some of the things that were going to happen, the final stage deployment of military personnel in major metropolitan areas, as well as all major roadways to establish travel checkpoints. That would never happen in a Western democracy based on English common law, a constitutional democracy, right? No, never happened. As a matter of fact, it already has. Video clip number 5. This is what's going on right now in Australia. Video clip number 5.
The Premier has asked the Prime Minister for more military support to bolster the Ring of Steel around Melbourne. And as Dougal Beattie reports, it comes as the government considers ditching the 5-kilometre travel limit.
On the heavily guarded Queensland border, police realise something is amiss.
But I'm going to look and see if there's another person in there.
Searching a truckie's cabin and quickly discovering a stowaway Victorian.
How are you, mate? You like
a stowaway Victorian.
The woman accused of trying to illegally enter from New South Wales.
Didn't think anyone could fit in there.
Victoria's own Ring of Steel around Melbourne appears likely to be bolstered, the Premier revealing he called the Prime Minister to request more Defence Force support on the city's fringe.
If we have to go to a even harder demarcation between regional Victoria and Metro Melbourne to facilitate greater opening in regional Victoria, Could we be confident in that?
Six new cases were detected across Victoria today, pushing Melbourne's rolling average down to 8.9. There were no lives lost, 15,439
and yet they're doing this.
Tests
no lives lost. Got eight cases. Cases. This is tests. Not anybody sick.
And a likely link to known outbreaks. The Deputy Chief Health Officer confirming modelling is being conducted on a potential 20-kilometre travel limit ahead of Sunday's easing of restrictions.
We're considering, you know, all sorts of things in sort of making that determination, and I think there'll be more announcements on Sunday.
Yeah, I think they're going to let people travel up to like 9 or 10 miles now away from their home. And you go outside, you're going to have to wear a mask or you're going to get a $200 fine. It's absolutely amazing what is happening now in Australia, but this is the plan. Because this plan that is in Canada is the same one that's already being imposed in Australia. It was during our summer when it disappeared here. That's when they had cold and flu season. They used that in the area where the Chinese have bought influence. With their Belt and Road Initiative, $1 trillion, that buys a lot of tyranny, buys a lot of infrastructure for population control. And you see them stopping the thing. Oh, look, we got a stowaway here. Boy, I tell you, you know, we could have fixed the illegal immigration system here if President Trump had been that aggressive. Except, you know, that was 4 years ago. Nobody's talking about that anymore, right? Oh, I forgot about the build the wall thing. Anyway, they go on to say this. A whistleblower said, committee members asked who would become the owners of the forfeited property assets in this scenario where, you know, you got this massive debt that everybody, you know, take your job, take your business. Now you're dependent on a handout and now your rent is accumulating. You're going to be thrown out in the streets. But then what are you going to do? Because, you know, you can't pay this stuff off. Oh, we got a plan for you. You just become a slave. You take all of our vaccines. You sign up for the whole program and we'll take care of this for you. But it goes on beyond that. Whistleblower said committee members asked who would become the owner of the forfeited property because this is what's happening. This is a massive transfer of wealth to the technocratic elite, wealth and power. They said it would be lenders or financial institutions. Yeah, the World Debt Reset Program will handle all the details. Again, it goes back to the bankers. The bankers at the very bottom of this, always. The people who start the wars, the people who turn you into slaves. It was Thomas Jefferson who said that if we ever have a central bank in this country, we will wind up as slaves on the continent that our forefathers conquered. That's right, our forefathers did conquer this continent. And he's right. We will wind up as slaves because of the central banks if we don't stop them. They went on to say, the whistleblower said, several committee members also questioned what would happen to individuals if they refused to participate in the World Debt Reset program, or if they refused the health pass or the vaccination schedule. And the answer we got was very troubling. Essentially, we were told that it was our duty to make sure that we came up with a plan to ensure that it would never happen. We were told it was the individual's best interest to participate. It's kind of like the tyrant down in New Zealand. Well, you know, if we got a test here and you take the test, and you fail the test, we're going to put you in an isolation camp. You're not even going to be with your family members. And then in 2 weeks, we'll give you another test. And if you don't want to take the test, you're not going to get out. And if you don't pass the test, you're not going to get out. He said, when several committee members pushed relentlessly to get the answer, we were told that those who refused would first live under the lockdown restrictions indefinitely. And that over a short period of time, as more Canadians transitioned into the debt forgiveness program, the ones who refused to participate would be deemed a public safety risk and would be relocated into isolation facilities. Once in those facilities, they would be given two options: participate in the debt forgiveness program and be released, or stay indefinitely in the isolation facility under the classification of a serious public health risk and have all their assets seized. You don't think this can happen in the U.S.? We warned you about this in the 2012 NDAA. But, of course, that was Obama. And everybody was all upset about Obama. But now, since this is happening under President Trump, it's okay. We don't care anymore, right? Because it's Trump and it's the Republicans. We don't care about indefinite detention by the military for a novel. The whistleblower said the heated discussions, quote, escalated beyond anything I've ever witnessed before. In the end, It was implied by the Prime Minister's office that the whole agenda will move forward no matter who agrees with it or not, and that it won't just be Canada, but in fact all nations will have a similar roadmap and agenda. The members who were opposed and the ones who brought up key issues that would arise from such a thing were completely ignored. Our opinions and concerns were ignored. We were simply told to just do it. All I know is that I don't like it, and I think it's going to place Canadians into a dark future. Do you think that Trump is going to be a part of this? Let me tell you something. I don't for a minute believe that Trump would not do this. I've heard him say now, after he, for years, talked about questions about vaccines. I heard him say last year, after Jared and Ivanka went to Davos and Bilderberg, they got to get the shots. I've heard him say, we'll take the guns and do the due process later. Let me tell you something. You look at Davos, you look at the lockdowns, you look at Operation Warp Speed vaccine development. You know, Ronald Reagan said when he made the treaties with the Russians, he said, well, we'll trust them, but we'll verify this. Let me tell you, 2016 was the trust part. 2020 ought to be your verification part for the Trump administration. Yeah, I know that Biden is going to be the same thing. And that's the problem. You better start preparing. You better start preparing locally. You better pay attention. If you have a chance, if you've got anybody on the ballot, you better start making preparations locally. We have been totally betrayed from the top down by both parties. Nobody is even talking about this issue. This is the elephant in the room that they don't want to talk about, but I'm telling you that this is coming. And I'm telling you it's coming pretty quickly. And I think he's failed the verification stage of this. We got to take a break, folks. If you want to keep us on air, because things are going to get pretty tough here. I've got an interview coming up later this week with somebody that I think you're going to find this to be very interesting. How to prepare yourself, your family, and to prepare with your neighborhood to defend yourself. It's come down to that. It's come down to that. And you better keep tuned in. And if you want to keep us on the air, there's one way to do that. That's with the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We have up to 60% off, double Patriot points, and free shipping. We're calling it our Black Friday in October. We have Ultra 12, 50% off plus free shipping. We have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off plus free shipping. Brain Force Plus, our final run ever, 50% off free shipping. Super Male Vitality, Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid, many other great deals, 50, 60% off free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. We really do need and appreciate your support. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than bodies. Some like bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
I've got some really important and, quite frankly, bad news for you. We've confirmed from high-level sources in our own research that if Joe Biden's able to steal the election, and they're going to really try to do it, they're that crazy, they intend to not just shut down InfoWars, but have yours truly, Alex Jones, arrested. Now, here's the really bad news. They're coming after everybody, and they're coming after the economy. And they want to totally gut it and punish Americans for supporting Donald Trump and repudiating Hollywood and all the trash. But here's the really good news. The really good news. Humanity is awakening to this threat. We're no longer asleep.
and we understand that the globalists are our mortal enemies, and we fundamentally understand that they're trying to end our nation and the free market and our Judeo-Christian roots forever. That's why we must come together now as Americans of every race, color, and creed and repudiate the New World Order and stand firm and vote for Donald Trump, but also the information war, support independent media that tells the truth, like InfoWars.com. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Liberty, it's your move. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. To give you an example of the worldwide collusion, and again, it was President Trump who said he was going to get us out of NAFTA. That was a good thing. It'd be a good thing to get out of NAFTA. Why? Because the plan for the longest time, the Trilateral Commission plan, going back to Zbigniew Brzezinski in the 1970s, essentially to create three regional coalitions, concentrations of power. To have an Asian concentration of power, you'd have the European Union. This is back in the 1970s. And a North American Union. And then, of course, you would connect those three with treaties. And that was what the Transatlantic Treaty and the Trans-Pacific Partnership Treaties were. They were called them partnerships. It's a corporate model. And so what you would do to combine those three different regional power concentrations would be to have these interlocking treaties. And, of course, the U.S. is at the center of all that. They were essentially the spine, if you will. And then the two wings would be the Asian and the European connections there. And so NAFTA was very dangerous, not because it was a bad trade deal. President Trump said, oh, that's a bad trade deal. We got a better trade deal. No, the real issue with NAFTA was the loss of sovereignty and the movement toward a consolidated global government, creating these blocks, which are then the final stage before a consolidated global government. When President Trump got rid of NAFTA, oh, he kept a promise there. But what he did was we created something with USMCA that was even worse in terms of sovereignty. Yeah, it's got some, deals in there about, we got something for the dairy farmers and a few other things like that. But the loss of sovereignty is even worse. And as a matter of fact, it's not just the loss of sovereignty that was continued through this, but it also escalated in terms of allowing more big tech censorship through the USMCA. Going back 2 years ago, and I talked about this at the time. Now, here's an article from realclearpolitics.com saying Article 19.7 of the USMCA stealthily removes seven words from Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. And it would give big tech the statutory right to censor whatever content it finds objectionable. You see, 230, if you remember, just briefly, that's the section that says we're not going to hold big tech responsible. If they set up a public square, which is the business model, and again, for precedent to stop the tech censorship, you go back to 1946, Marsh versus Alabama. That's the analogy there. All these subsequent cases where you've had court cases saying, well, the mall can throw somebody out of the mall. Well, the mall is not set up as a public square. It's a retail site. But the 1946 case, it was a company town. They had a lady handing out stuff there. They owned the public square. They didn't like her handing out the materials. They threw her out. She went to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court said, no, that is a fundamental human right, and we're not going to let corporations steal that from somebody. Even if the corporation owns a public square, they can't do that. And then you had the Section 230 carve-out. Said, okay, these guys are operating as a public square. They're not going to be responsible. They're not publishers. They're just there. So if you have a company and they put up something that is libelous, then that company will be responsible for it, but Twitter won't be, or Facebook won't be, for putting the tweet out. And they have used this now to become publishers, and one of the reasons that they can do this is because of the USMCA. They removed a lot of that language. Why? Because you had the big tech companies like Facebook and Microsoft, lobby for this. They got exactly what they wanted. They had a paper modernizing NAFTA. So what we have is a modernization of it. We don't have the elimination of the sovereignty stealing aspects of it. We have it weaponized, escalated. Oh, but we got rid of NAFTA and we got a better trade deal, said President Trump. Yeah. Better pay attention to the details. That's where the devil is. We're going to get into the Hunter laptop thing when we come back. Stay with us.
Finally, the stagnant Republican establishment understands what InfoWars understands, what our listeners understand, what Donald Trump understands. We're in a digital civil war. There are giant filters filtering out 99% of communication going on every major tech platform, and now they're doing it to the private apps. They're doing it to text messages. They're doing it to email. This is mafia organized crime election meddling. But finally, when they blocked Hunter Biden and the Burisma information and the Chinese information and the photos, the crack pipes and all the rest of it, it's been confirmed to be real. Biden hasn't denied it. Finally, Congress got pissed and said, this is out of control. You've got to stop it now. We're taking action. Oh, and Jack Dorsey went, oh, it's a mistake. It's an accident. It's an accident. But they keep pushing and pushing because no one ever calls their bluff. Well, InfoWars is calling their bluff. And I want to thank you all for keeping us on the air.
Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Yeah, it is truly amazing the level of censorship that we've now reached a little past 2 years beyond when all the big tech companies came after InfoWars and yours truly. We said it was going to happen. We said it was going to come back to President Trump if he didn't do anything about it. Now it is. You had Donald Trump Jr. complaining about it. Well, welcome to the club. You didn't do anything about it. Occasionally you tweet or you whine about it, but you don't use the power of the presidency to do anything about it. And so this is where this is. And so we have Facebook suspending a user, Jamie Allman's account, after he posted video of hundreds of black Trump supporters chanting, "We love Trump," in Washington, D.C. We have Twitter locking the account of Republican Senate candidate Laura Witsky, I think is the way you pronounce her name, yet again. We have a Democrat advisor telling Breitbart News, quote, "I'm sympathetic to Twitter and Facebook being our adjudicators." That's right. They're going to control your speech. And as I said, this is a pattern that I've seen personally many times before. The whole idea that the government wants something done and they don't want to be seen doing it. They don't want to be sued for it. I mean, the most obvious example is the presidential debate. They create a commission that is only populated by Republicans and Democrats. And guess who they want in the debates? Only Republicans and Democrats. But then they say it's a private organization. We don't tell them what to do. I mean, this is America. Private companies can do whatever they want. And they can censor the candidates if they wish. I saw this firsthand, participated firsthand. I've talked about this many times in North Carolina with a Libertarian Party. We would jump through all kinds of extra hoops. If you're not a Republican or Democrat, boy, you got to jump through all kinds of hoops to get on the ballot. That's why the Constitution Party is not on the ballot in most places. Libertarian Party knows how to do it. They're on the ballot in all 50 states. But it's hard. It's really hard. And you spend most of your effort, most of your money on that. You don't have any money left over to really reach out to the public. And they say, well, you don't have any budget. Why should we pay any attention to you? No, what they do is they turn it over in North Carolina. They turn it over to the Press Association. Oh, that's an independent organization. They can decide who they want on the debate and who they don't want. And it's not us. It's not the government doing it. It's an independent organization. Exactly what they're doing now with social media. They are the front groups for government censorship. Partisan government censorship. That's all it is. You have to understand what this is. And it's been a long pattern of behavior. That's why I recognize this from the very beginning. But if you want to know where this is going, I had a listener send me a email. If you want to correspond, you can send me information. David Knight Show. David Knight Show at protonmail.com. I'm not going to give his name. It says he's in the transportation industry. And he said, one thing that I haven't heard about is the massive construction of data storage facilities that are being put up nationwide. Maybe you guys don't know about it. Quite frankly, I didn't. I appreciate you drawing my attention to it, because once he sent this to me, I looked it up. He says, it's being done. It's being built by different corporations. But he goes, it's being done for Microsoft, Facebook, a lot of other tech giants. These buildings are about $5 billion apiece. And he says, I make delivery of a particular part. I'm not going to say exactly what the part is, because I don't want to get him any trouble. I'm not going to use his name. But I looked it up and listened to what is going on with Facebook, for example. September 17th, 2020. Facebook plans huge expansion of already massive Georgia data center. Facebook said Thursday the expansion will bring its total investment in the campus to $1 billion. Then we've got this one, $800 million in the Chicago area, a data center for Facebook. So we got $1 billion in Georgia. We got $800 million in Chicago. Then we have one that is going up in Gallatin. What state is this? Near Nashville. Okay, so it's in Tennessee. And guess what? That's about $800 million as well there. Facebook opens a new data center in New Albany, Ohio. More than $1 billion there. Facebook to build $800 million data center in DeKalb, Illinois. Imagine that. It's like everywhere, isn't it? Illinois, Tennessee, Ohio, Chicago. These are $1 billion each in these different places. Georgia, everywhere. And that's just a sampling of the headlines. Easy to look up yourself. Coronavirus forced Facebook to delay the data center construction projects. This is going back to March 31st. And, of course, they've now resumed that. But March 31st, what they said was, after spending a whopping $16 billion on hyperscale data centers in 2019, Facebook is halting construction on two data center projects due to the coronavirus pandemic. Those two were one in Menlo Park, California. That's where Facebook was located. It was in Huntsville, Alabama, so forth. Look, we talked about the massive data center by the NSA being put out in Utah. A lot of this is coming up because it raises some water issues and power issues in some of these areas where they're putting this infrastructure in. It raised big issues in Utah when they put up that massive NSA data center about 5 or 6 years ago. Now this is being outsourced to Facebook. Just like you had the surveillance state had proposed LifeLog. They said, you know, we need to have a place where we can store everything about everybody and have it accessible all the time. We'll call it LifeLog. And you had people say, wait a minute. We don't want the government doing something like that. So, oh, you're right. Let's let Zuckerberg do that. We'll call it Facebook. The day that they shut down LifeLog was the day that they started Facebook, this very same day. The venture capital firms that started this stuff, again, when the bandwidth made the internet practical, the internet was designed as a psychological tool. It was a J.C.R. Licklider, a psychologist of DARPA, proposed it back in the 1960s. The Intergalactic Computer Network. You know, kind of like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Except that, as Palantir has pointed out, these little stones that you look into to find out information, they can look into you as well. That's the analogy that they like, Palantir, for the data mining. They like that analogy from Lord of the Rings. They openly refer to that. And that's exactly what this is about. Once the internet became practical in the 1990s, you had CIA so into this, they even created their own venture capital firm. Normally, they like to do things kind of behind the scenes. And, of course, the NSA did do things behind the scenes, and other agencies. They just put individuals on the venture capital boards of other things. But CIA just came out right up front, InQtel. And so what do we get? We get Facebook now building data centers all over the place. I have no idea what the total capacity of this is, but I bet you it's right up there or beyond what the NSA did in Utah. In Texas, down in San Antonio, you have this made news because Microsoft is fighting with a Texas construction company over that data center. And they said, Also in Arizona, they got into another area that's where they need to have a lot of water cooling. So there's a fight there in Arizona over a Microsoft center. Microsoft has bought land in the Dulles Cloud Corridor. This is around Northern Virginia area, Dulles Airport. So Microsoft is doing the same thing. As a matter of fact, Microsoft has modeled underwater data centers for extra cooling. Yeah, because it's kind of a problem. You go in the desert in Utah and Arizona where water is at a shortage, and you start taking everybody's water to cool your massive power. Isn't it interesting that the Green New Deal people don't have anything to say about this kind of energy usage? Oh, they don't want you tootling around in your car. Oh, but these massive data centers that are using more than the cities in terms of power and water, they take greater power and water resources than the entire cities that they're built around. That's not a problem for the Green New Deal people. Because the Green New Deal was simply about enforcing the UN's Agenda 2030, which is what you're seeing now with the COVID novel. This is something, just a little bit of information for you to understand where we are right now. When we come back, I promise I am going to get, I'm done now with the news that you really need to know. Well, I'll just throw this out here. Florida is joining with the Australian states to introduce a digital driver's license. I mean, this is where DeSantis is. You know, he's not doing anything about this. No, you'll use your phone, your big brother device, as your driver's license too. It'll be your passport, your driver's license, everything.
With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low and a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is for your body's defenses, your health, your stamina. That's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday, comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
COVID rollout has been extremely well planned, very well thought out, and it's been incrementally orchestrated. First, it's 15 days to keep the hospitals empty. That's all a lie. Then it's 2 months. Then it's 6 months. Then it's a year. Now, Bill Gates says 10 years.
And people are now saying, I like my mask. I like my face diaper. I like my binky. And so getting into the fear, getting into the hysteria, getting into all the exaggerated death numbers, this is our new neurotic control freak society overseen by robots, overseen by AI. And all of it is designed to make humans non-essential. That's why out of the gates they tell us, you are non-essential. You are non-essential. Your company, your restaurant, your job, your profession is non-essential. This is so incredibly authoritarian, premeditated, and Bill Gates sits on top of it. Come on, folks, let's reject this.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Get into Hunter's laptop. I think you're going to see a lot more of Hunter's lap and some things that are going to be truly disgusting and criminal. And whatever you think of Bannon or Giuliani or Russia or China, it looks like this is genuine. And we're going to take a look at the history of this. And of course, you know, it's all about Russia now. That's the narrative. And that's exactly what you would expect from these people. The same thing that they did with Hillary Clinton. It was a red herring. You know, the old, the analogy of the red herring when they wanted to stop the fox hunts in the UK. The people who are the animal rights advocates, on behalf of the foxes. when the hounds were on their trail, they would run out with a very smelly fish, a red herring, and they would drag it across as the foxes went by. They would drag it across to throw the hounds off the scent. It was, I can't tell. And that's exactly what Hillary Clinton did. When the hounds were on her, the old fox pulled out the red herring and smeared it all over and said, don't look at the emails. Don't look at my private server violating national security regulations. It was the Russians who did it. Again, it was a false narrative. Not only was it a distraction, not only was it a red herring, but it was a complete lie as well. And that's what they're doing now with this. They're now saying, oh, this is coming from the Russians. It's yet again, it's the Russians and so forth. And they'll probably get away with it. But the reality is what it is. And it's kind of interesting to see the chain of custody of this. And we have a, first, it was back, well, let's start with the most recent anomalies here. And that was back on September the 24th. There was a guy, his name is Ludi, I guess is the way he pronounced his name. It's a Chinese broadcast. So they put this up on the 24th. This is a guy who's associated with a Chinese billionaire who seems to be where Steve Bannon hangs out all the time. And of course, Rudy Giuliani as well. They've gotten really close with this guy named Guo. And that guy that he's got his arm around there, I think that's not Guo. That's the guy who has the broadcast, Ludi. But you can see in that picture, you can see the, in the background there, you can see Steve Bannon. So in the foreground, you have the podcaster who works for Guo and Giuliani. In the background, you can see Steve Bannon. And then further back, you see the lady who is the Chinese virologist who is a whistleblower as well. Now, on the 24th, his Chinese broadcast, which was reposted on YouTube with a English language subtitles. And so on the 24th, what he said was three hard drives. He said they're coming from the Chinese families that are headed by Zheng Zhimin, Xing Qing Gong, and Ming Jiangzu, if I'm pronouncing that right. So they made the move. They provided three hard drives to the Department of Justice in America. And they provided another copy to Nancy Pelosi. However, this was held up by the FBI. And so then they moved to give it to President Trump. The first hard drive has sex tapes and pedo tapes of Hunter Biden, as well as his $4.5 billion secret deal with Xi and Wang in China. The second hard drive, he said, was the allocation of Xi and Wang's overseas wealth. And then the third one was about the Communist Party's bioweapon. Now, looking at the data, I made some notes about this. He's talking about Zhang, Xing, and Ming. And these are guys who were part of the coalition of ruling families. Essentially, China is ruled. It's a fascist state, right? You have to know somebody in order to operate a business. It's like the mafia. And like the mafia, it is a collection of families. And these families do compete with each other. You know, you got the Taglionis competing with the Corleones, whatever. I mean, it is exactly like the mafia. Oh, no, by the way, so is the U.S. So is the U.S. You have mafia families here in the U.S. that are competing with each other. That's what our politics is all about here as well. It's not just the two parties. The more important designations are the different mafia families. And they have some that come and go. You know, you have the Hillary Clinton and the you know, Bill and Hillary. Their family is a little bit on the decline. The Obamas are coming up and the Trump family is coming up. You have these different mafia families that are there. Well, in China, you have these three families. I said, well, his question as he's talking about this in his podcast. And again, this is back on September the 24th. And this isn't even when this all began. This all began a year earlier with the computer being turned in by Hunter Biden. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But I want to talk about this first. He says, who filmed these? He says, well, it's the Communist Chinese Communist Party. And again, why would they do that? Well, for blackmail purposes, right? So there's sex tapes and pedo tapes, and he goes, but there's much more than that. You'll find in there that there's a prepayment of $1 million to sign, another $10 million after signing. The whole deal is worth $4.5 billion. And now we've seen a little bit of the emails released. And remember, he says on the first drive, there's emails as well as videos. We've not seen, fortunately, the videos released yet, but it is now being investigated by an individual in the FBI who does investigations into pedophilia. And that's the allegations of this. So he says, the first drive number one, sex tapes and the agreement. It also covers information regarding Kazakhstan, his agreement with the Ukraine Natural Gas Company. The second hard drive is information about Xi and Wang's overseas wealth. It is said that another copy has been delivered to Nancy Pelosi. The purpose is to show her, we have your materials. In other words, we own you. This is why, well, we said this all, but this is the game in politics, folks. It's my conviction you don't get to the top unless they've got something on you. A good example of this was Dennis Hastert, a guy who was a known pedophile, a wrestling coach. He was put in, groomed, if you will, in that particular way, groomed as a politician. The pedophile who groomed kids as a wrestling coach was groomed as a politician. They promoted him all the way. They got him elected to Congress. They put him in as Speaker of the House. He stayed as Speaker of the House longer than any other Republican as Speaker of the House. And that all blew up in his face later on. But this is why they put these people in. They've already owned them. And that's what they're doing here with this. They're showing Nancy Pelosi and other people, look, we got the documents. You better do what we say. The purpose is to show that we have your materials. The Democrats have a deal with the Chinese. This is the Chinese saying, quote, don't ever think I don't have your secrets. We have evidence of your crimes. And then he said, in the second disc is the Architecture and Art Project. This is investments in the U.S. This is the plan of Xi Jinping and Wang. He says it's big beyond our imagination, a plan not only to control the 1.4 billion people of China, but also the United Nations, the United States, the U.S. president, and any future presidents. The $4.5 billion plan involves also Kazakhstan and Ukrainian natural gas. It was arranged by Xi Jinping, yet he was arrested immediately after returning to China. Another one is the Ongbang Insurance Company, and he was planning things in New York, and he was also arrested. And because of this is what the guy said in September 24th, because of this, these guys are saying, we need to protect ourselves. So they released the information. More on this.
A major life lesson just took place last night. The top story in the country was that Hunter Biden's laptop information had come out. Him with hookers and shooting porno movies and crack pipes. But the real news was how he had indeed been bought off by Burisma and had done so at the behest of his father, who was getting large parts of the money. But you see, Twitter and Facebook and others totally censored the info and even censored major news publications and even censored the president. But when the president and Congress said they were going to take action, suddenly Jack of Twitter said he didn't know it had happened and it was wrong. And that's the big life lesson here. Standing up and saying no to organized crime, racketeering is the way to stop it. Groveling to it and letting big tech lie to us and run over us is the way to make these tyrants continue to go absolutely crazy. Remember, they support communist China and its death camps. What will they do to us? Well, we now know.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Yesterday, the parent company of YouTube, Google, put out an email for the world to see. And they bragged that 200,000 plus videos have been removed for criticizing Bill Gates, criticizing the UN, criticizing vaccines, criticizing the coming forced inoculation that's been announced, and the contact tracing apps on our phones to leave our houses. Isn't that nice? And they said, oh, no criticism of Bill Gates or vaccines or adverse reactions will be allowed. And, of course, they've passed a law saying that when you get sick from inoculations, they will have liability protection. The perfect storm. Oh, of course, if you look at Alphabet, the parent company of Google, and, of course, YouTube, they just so happen to be heavily invested in hundreds of big pharma companies and over a dozen big vaccine makers, and they're invested with, you guessed it, Billy Boy Gates. So the electronic straitjacket and gag is going on us right now. I suggest we take action and Congress take action now. InfoWars is an archetypal classic example of free, independent, organic resistance against tyranny. You built InfoWars. You spread the word. You prayed for us. You bought the products. You called in. You made recommendations. InfoWars is as much yours as it is mine. And that's why the enemy is so upset that under the deplatforming, under all the DNC lawsuits, under all the attack, in many ways, we've become stronger. With Band.Video, the redesigned InfoWars, with all of our great crew, with documentary films and 10 hours of live radio and TV a day, we are the resistance. You are the resistance. So remember, this arsenal of freedom is waiting for you to continue to spread the word about it and to continue for you to support, because this is something we built together. It's not just a national treasure, it's a treasure worldwide against the tyrants, and they know it, and they can't stand it. And as everything we talked about comes true, our credibility only goes up together. So I salute you all.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Looking at the Hunter laptop and the hard drives, and again, if we go back and we look at the custody of this, the fact that it is now in the hands of Giuliani and Steve Bannon and a Chinese billionaire who, quite frankly, is a very questionable character himself, that has absolutely nothing to do with whether or not the information is true. And that's the key thing you need to understand about this. How did this information get out? Well, if you look at the interview that Gateway Pundit had on Saturday with the guy that is the computer repairman, he said that he was, and they give you a little bit of his background. They said the guy who did this said, I've known his dad for more than 20 years. His dad is John Paul's dad is known as Mac. Mac is a decorated Vietnam veteran who flew gunships in Vietnam. He continued his military service with an impeccable record until he retired as an Air Force colonel. The crews of those gunships have an annual reunion, and Mac usually takes John Paul along. He volunteers his computer and video skills to record and compile stories of the brave men who served their country in a difficult war. He says the story is very simple. Hunter Biden dropped off three computers who had liquid damage. He spilled water on them or something, right? At a repair shop in Wilmington, Delaware, April 12th, 2019. This has been going on for a long time. The owner, John Paul Mac Isaac, examined the three and determined that one of them was beyond recovery. One was okay, and the data on the hard drive of the third could be recovered. Hunter signed the service ticket. This is very important. We got the signature of that. We've got other verifications of the fact this is authentic, and I'll tell you about those in a second. Hunter signed the service ticket. John Paul Mac Isaac repaired the hard drive and downloaded the data. During this process, he saw some disturbing images. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, maybe things like raping and torturing little girls. And that's one of the things that this guy, when he talked about this at the end of September, was saying, see how he treats Chinese children like an animal would treat them in this stuff. Nevertheless, he saw disturbing images, number of emails that concerned Ukraine, Burisma, China, other issues. With the work completed, he prepared an invoice. He sent it to Hunter Biden. He notified him the computer was ready to be retrieved, but Hunter did not respond. In the ensuing 4 months, May, June, July, August, Mr. Mac Isaac made repeated efforts to contact Hunter Biden. Biden never answered. He never responded. More importantly, he stiffed John Paul Mac Isaac. He didn't pay the bill, which sounds, I mean, maybe he's on some kind of a crack episode, right? Yeah. Laptops, I don't know. And this is a guy who, as he's getting a fortune, he's stiffing his ex-wife on child support payments. So, of course, he's not going to pay this guy for the computer repair bill. When the manufactured Ukraine crisis surfaced in August 2019, reports Gateway Pundit, John Paul realized that he was sitting on radioactive material that might be relevant to the investigation. Mac and John Paul decided that Mac would take the information to the FBI office in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mac walked into the Albuquerque FBI office, spoke with an agent who refused to give his name. Mac explained the material that he had, but he was rebuffed by the FBI. He was basically told, get lost. This was mid-September 2019. 2 months passed, and then out of the blue, the FBI contacted John Paul Mac Isaac, two FBI agents from the Wilmington FBI office, Joshua Williams and Mike Dizelak, came to John Paul's business. He offered immediately to give them the hard drive, no strings attached. They declined to take the device. 2 weeks later, the agents called and asked me to come and image the hard drive. He agreed, but instead of taking the hard drive or imaging the drive, they gave him a subpoena. It was part of a grand jury proceeding, but neither agent said anything about the purpose of the grand jury. Nothing happened. And so since nothing happened, he took this to Rudy Giuliani's office. He offered a copy of the drive to Giuliani. And so this is how Giuliani came to get this information. And of course, Giuliani knows this Chinese Guo guy, Bannon and so forth. And that's why they released this in September. As they were saying, the Chinese officials also released this information to the Department of Justice. Department of Justice didn't do anything with it. The FBI didn't do anything with it. Why would they cover that up? Why would they take this information and not do anything with it? Well, look, go back to Flight 800, for example, just one incident. Flight 800, where it appeared that there was a mistake, that a military exercise off of Long Island. Had a lot of witnesses say, yeah, I saw a missile, you know, fly overhead, like a cruise missile, and then go up, and then the plane exploded in midair and so forth. There were a lot of data, a lot of flight recordings and so forth, and the FBI went around and confiscated evidence and just shut the whole thing down, in spite of all the eyewitness reports. And this is something that isn't like it couldn't happen before. As a matter of fact, it did happen with Iran. We did accidentally shoot down an Iranian airline with over 200 men, women, and children on board as part of an exercise that was being conducted. Accidents happen. Understand that. They were not able to cover it up with Iran, so they paid the people compensation for that. But in something that happens in America, they will lie to the American people. They will cover it up, and the FBI does more to stop investigations than they do to explore investigations, as we've seen throughout the Trump administration. We see they also instigate things, this federal bureaucracy of instigations, as we're now seeing with, I think, another example of this is probably the alleged kidnapping plot against Whitmer. I think this is another instigation, purely political in what they're doing. So anyway, they talk about this all changed on Tuesday, October the 13th. A person claiming to be Hunter Biden's lawyer called John Paul MacIsaac and asked for the computer to be returned. Under Delaware law, the computer became his property of his business 90 days after it had been abandoned and after Hunter did not pay the bill. And so when we look at where this is now, there's been a lot of verifications on this. Not only do they have his signature, not only do they have his lawyer contact and say, hey, I need that laptop back. But you also have one of the recipients on the email chain with Hunter Biden has authenticated the document, reports Fox News. The email in question dated March 13th, 2017, reportedly shows a business partner of Biden's discussing remuneration packages, proposed breakdown of payments, including 20 for H and 10 held by H for the big guy. Who would that be? I wonder who that would be. Look, when we understand what this is, it makes the lies of the mainstream media that we've witnessed now for the last 4 years about Russia, 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 right? They're pulling that again. Even Caitlin Johnstone, no fan of President Trump at all, points out the emails are Russian will be the narrative. Regardless of the facts, regardless of the evidence, fight it all you want. There's nothing you can do. They will say the emails are Russian. And of course, they already have. You've got the big liar, the big perjurer, James Clapper. Perjuring himself again. Well, he's just lying. He's not under oath when he goes on CNN. Everybody, they'd have to shut down if they put people under oath. Or anyway, so the White House has warned that Giuliani was being used by the Russians to feed misinformation to Trump. That's his narrative. He's saying it's the Russians. And you've got Adam Schiff saying the Hunter Biden email stories come from the Kremlin. No, they don't. They come from the laptop. They come from the laptop. And quite frankly, what is in them is disturbing regardless of the connections. But I want to take a look at these connections between these different individuals because it gives you an idea of how corrupt this all is and how these people have their tentacles into so many American politicians. That's really the story here. That's also not being talked about. We have a Biden surrogate. I don't think anybody is saying that they are inauthentic or not. In other words, the double negative. Yeah, I don't think that anybody is not saying that they're authentic, but we don't want you to look at that. We want you to look at where it came from. Don't look at the content. No, no, no. Do look at the content. Understand, as he points out in this broadcast, again, going back to the broadcast, September 24th, he said, people have asked, will this affect the election? He goes, well, it's Joe Biden's son. It's not Joe directly, but there is indication that it is Joe. But he said, there are legal matters here, judicial matters here, including involvement with Bloomberg, Bloomberg is also in these hard drives. You understand that? You understand how these people, these globalists who are working in concert with Xi? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms. But most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to ban.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos where you can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesigned Infowars.com and sharing that link. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
History is now.
History is taking place in front of us. We are at the crossroads. We are now only 2 weeks out from the most historic and important election in world history. I've been saying that for over a year, but now people really understand I wasn't exaggerating. This is so critical. The New World Order wants to repudiate the nation state. They will repudiate the idea of America. They want to repudiate the idea of the Renaissance and the Enlightenment and bring in their technocracy. So they are throwing everything they've got at not just the American people, but the people of the world. That's why your word of mouth is beyond king. It is paramount. When you spread the articles, when you spread the videos, when you shoot your own video, or write your own article, or knock on your neighbor's door and talk to them, or call your friends and family and tell them to vote for Trump, when you speak out against the system, when you do things that seem little, together it adds up into giant things. Many hands make light work. History's happening now. Take action now while you still can. Please, for all of our futures. With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low in a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is. Your body's defenses, your health, your stamina, that's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. I've got some really important and, quite frankly, bad news for you. We've confirmed from high-level sources in our own research that if Joe Biden's able to steal the election, and they're going to really try to do it, they're that crazy. They intend to not just shut down InfoWars, but have yours truly, Alex Jones, arrested. Now, here's the really bad news. They're coming after everybody, and they're coming after the economy, and they want to totally gut it and punish Americans for supporting Donald Trump and repudiating Hollywood and all the trash. But here's the really good news. The really good news. Humanity is awakening to this threat. We're no longer asleep, and we understand that the globalists are our mortal enemies, and we fundamentally understand that they're trying to end our nation and the free market and our Judeo-Christian roots forever. That's why we must come together now as Americans of every race, color, and creed and repudiate the New World Order and stand firm and vote for Donald Trump, but also the information war, support independent media that tells the truth, like InfoWars.com. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We're going to take a look at the crime families in China and in America in this final segment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you about our Black Friday and October sale. We have up to 60% off, plus triple Patriot points and free shipping on many of our most popular products at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what funds this program and everything that we do here at InfoWars. We have things like Ultra 12. That's our vitamin B12 liquid, and it's very easy to take. Tastes great. And it's something that is very important for your health. Ultra 12, 50% off plus free shipping. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix, 50% off plus free shipping. Great way to get all your base vitamins and minerals in an easy-to-swallow liquid format that you can make it taste any way that you want. That's now 50% off plus free shipping, triple Patriot points. BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement. That is now, unfortunately, on its final run ever. But also discounted 50% off plus free shipping. Ultimate Krill Oil and Knockout, our all-natural sleep aid. They're also 50% off plus free shipping. Triple Patriot points. You can find packages that are up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Take a look at the products that we have there. Up to 60% off. Triple Patriot points for discounts in the future and free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I was just talking about in the last segment the story that was put out by the Chinese billionaire that's been associated quite some time now with Steve Bannon. And this guy has shown up in a number of different places, a very suspicious character, quite frankly. But it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter whether this is coming from the Russians. It doesn't matter if it's coming from the Chinese. It doesn't matter whether this guy, this billionaire, is a corrupt individual out of China or not. I mean, there's indications that look like that. And he's been in the stories. It was on his yacht that Steve Bannon was arrested. He's been lobbying people to try to get citizenship here in the United States as the Chinese mafia figures are coming after him. He is also the guy that stuck the mob on that Chinese pastor here in Midland, Texas. So a lot of very questionable things about this guy. Nevertheless, when we look at what is happening there, the narrative that is coming out that rings somewhat true, I don't know who to believe out of all this. I do know these people are criminals. I have no problem believing the information that's on this disc, and there's a lot of corroboration from both the computer technician who was working on Hunter's laptop, as well as people who were on the list for the emails. I said, yeah, that was an email. I got that email. That's legitimate. It's not made up. And Hunter's lawyer said, I'd like to have that laptop back now, October the 13th. I guess, Hunter forgot about it, one of his crack cocaine things. And, you know, this is one of the things that I think really bothers me so much about all this. Biden's long history with the war on drugs, Biden at the center of all these draconian criminal actions as part of the UN war on drugs. He bragged about it for years. Now he's trying to distance himself from it. He is the ultimate hypocrite in all of this. You know, he and Kamala Harris, can you imagine all these people complaining about police brutality and excessive police force and excessive incarceration, and they put the guy who is the architect of the policies that have locked up more Americans than any other country in history, any other country in history, and bragged about it. Reason Magazine talks about this. He said, well, the mistakes came in terms of what the states did locally. They did this locally because the federal government bribed them to do that. Every major crime bill since 1976 has come out in this Congress. Every minor crime bill, he bragged, has the name of a Democrat senator from Delaware, Joe Biden. He bragged about that in 1993. And his reason reports, he didn't just go along with the crime bill's punitive provisions. He crowed about them like a crass car salesman hawking a new model with more of everything. He touted, quote, 70 additional enhancements of penalties, unquote. 60 new death penalties, brand new, 60. He denounced as poppycock the notion, which he would later be defensively deployed by Bill Clinton and Biden himself, that somehow the Republicans tried to make the crime bill tougher. He said, no. He said, I've conferred with the cops instead of some namby-pamby liberal confab while I wrote this bill. As for what the states did locally, the law was designed to increase incarceration. It provided $10 billion in subsidies for state prison construction, contingent on passage of truth and sentencing laws that limited or abolished parole. Quote, what I was against was giving more money for prison systems, he said last night, but it simply isn't true. As factcheck.org noted last year, Biden did support $6 billion in funding for state prison construction, but not the $10 billion that was part of the final bill. But he did things like he put a mandatory 5-year minimum sentence for anyone caught with 5 grams of crack cocaine. Oh, would that apply to Hunter? Of course not. You have the Bush family or the Kennedy family or the Biden family. When these guys and their kids are caught with drugs, no problem. Doesn't matter. Give them a pass. There's also the sentencing policy that treated crack cocaine as if it was 100 times worse than cocaine powder, even though there's simply two different ways of consuming the same drug. You get a 10-year mandatory minimum required if you have 5 kilos of coke powder, but only 50 grams of crack. You get that? Because federal crack offenders were overwhelmingly black, while cocaine powder offenders were more likely to be white or Hispanic. And, of course, if you're Hunter Biden, you don't go to jail at all. This is where this guy's coming from. Joe Biden, as I pointed out when I talked about the Clarence Thomas hearings, absolutely despises the idea of natural rights, the foundation of our country. the Declaration of Independence. That's what he came after Clarence Thomas for. That's why the left was angry at him. They said, you're trying to complain more about the, you know, the accusations about comments that he made to Anita Hill. No, no, he was upset about the concept of natural rights. This is the guy who did more than anybody to put in these mandatory minimums. And then there's Kamala Harris. This is the hypocrisy of these people. But how do they stay in? Well, they stay in because the federal bureaucracy is completely corrupt. The FBI, the Department of Justice didn't care. When you had, as I pointed out before, you have Xi and Wang, not content to be multi-billionaires, not content to consolidate their power. They started arresting the people who were setting up their scams abroad as they came home. And so you had some of these other crime families in China say, wait a minute, we could be the next ones there. So they took these drives and they sent them to the Department of Justice and the FBI. They didn't do anything with them. And then you have this other guy, this other Chinese billionaire, Guo. He's got four names, three birthdays. And he's connected to Giuliani and to Bannon. Look, I'm not going to defend Giuliani and Bannon, anything that these guys do. But what we're seeing here are competing crime families. That doesn't mean that the information is not true. I believe the information is true because of what this guy the computer repairman, plus people who have email recipients, plus the receipts that he has, plus the information that he has from the lawyer for Hunter Biden, all that stuff validates that it's true. And so when we look at this, we look at the fact that Facebook's lead executive on the election policy is a former Joe Biden advisor on Ukraine. That's why they put this thing down so quickly. You look at the fact that Twitter has now still not released the New York Post from being censored. They still got their account locked after several days. And then who is this Chinese billionaire? Again, he is the same guy who came after this pastor in Midland, Texas. And it doesn't discredit this information. I'm just telling you, when you look at politics at the top level, this is another example of why you've got to protect yourself locally. The corruption, the global corruption, not only in China, but in our own government. The crime families that coalesce. This is the same way our government operates. Understand that. It doesn't discredit this information. There's no good guys in Washington. You're going to see some really bad stuff. And, of course, you're going to say, oh, it's just a Russia fabrication. No, that is a misdirection from these people. When you look at what this guy has done, I don't have time to go into this. Absolutely amazing to me to see how he came after this pastor in Midland, Texas. Now, each of them are calling each other communists. Now, this billionaire who's with Steve Bannon had hired a research firm, Strategic Vision, who now he took them to court because they said he's accusing his people of being Chinese spies. He's a Chinese spy. And he probably is. This is a guy who became a multi-billionaire. He was complete out of obscure poverty. He becomes a billionaire. He was part of the Communist Party. But again, it's another example of these billionaires turning on each other. And that's really what is involved here. That's why this is being exposed. They got this information to blackmail him, and now they're exposing him to protect themselves.
It's taken me 2.5 years to finally even be able to convince Congress and the rest of the world that we were only the initial target to set the precedent for coordinated big tech censorship. Now the world finally understands it. But we don't have 2.5 years for the learning curve to take place this time. Bill Gates and the UN are on record saying the lockdown is permanent. It is a plan to lower carbon footprint. It is a plan to make the world population poor. It is a diabolical power grab. It is a revolution against the Industrial Revolution. They call it the post-industrial world. And it's the excuse for them to take control every facet of our lives and implement absolute authoritarianism. So, again, to everybody out there, if you love your children, like my daughter that just woke up here, and if you care about yourselves and any future, you need to get awake, you need to understand this information, you need to warn others, okay? It's a life and death situation.
Now it's easier than ever to have band.video on your iPhone. Simply go to band.video with your Safari browser. Then you click the share button at the bottom of the screen. When the menu comes up, you simply click add to home screen. It will then ask you to name the app. I suggest band.video. You will now have band.video app on your home screen, despite the fact that Tim Cook tried to stop it. The globalists think you're lazy, but by taking a little bit of action, you can override them, have the app, and then tell others about it so they can get the app. So it's up to you whether you want to defy big tech and click the share buttons below on your email, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, however you want, be sure and share band.video.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.